practiced. We bled all week. We hit. We hurt. We got up and went again and again. Now comes game day. Let's hit the field.
Let's go!
Welcome to Spoofhound Football.
Good evening and welcome into Kansas City, Missouri. We're getting set for the week four of the high school football season. The Maryville Spoofhounds on the road for week two of conference football. Maryville taking on St. Pius this evening. The Spoofhounds coming in at 2-1 on the season, winning back-to-back games. They meet up with St. Pius, who's 2-1 on the season after winning back-to-back games. Alongside Philip Porn, I'm Matt Tritton, our sideline reporter and third member of the crew. Caroline Porn will be with us shortly. Philip, it's fun to be back out. This is a big-time game, what's become a rivalry over the years, and we have seen some classics between Maryville and St. Pius.
We rolled into the parking lot, and the fans were tailgating. It feels like a Northwest Missouri State kind of atmosphere, tents up, and people just really enjoying the evening. The sun's getting ready to set. I think that's going to be a huge plus for the Spoofhounds, who are on the other side of the field, and earlier the sun was just kind of beating down on them a little bit. So the sun's going to set. The folks are piling in. This is a fantastic stadium, maybe my second favorite stadium in all of MECC, right behind the Hound Pound, of course.
Hound Pound.
But this place, a special place to watch football. We've been doing this for 2 years, and we have seen four just instant classic games between these two schools. The first time we came down here in September of 22, we walked out with a loss, but we had a chance at the end. Derek Quinlan was rolling to his right at about the 10-15 yard line, tried to get a pass off to the end zone, got caught from behind. Maryville loses that game 27-34, but got back at him at home in the tournament. So that's a good thing, but St. Pius over the last couple of years has really had Maryville's number. Maryville on a big streak of wins when Pius was kind of building their program. But as we've talked a couple of times, this program is not in rebuild mode. This program is in reload mode, and St. Pius is jacked up all over the place.
Very much so, not only on the football field, the facilities as well. They're getting ready to build a very fancy weight room, state-of-the-art facility on one end zone. The other end zone, they've got kind of an alumni pavilion. So you're right, it is a great place to play some football and to watch football as well. So we're looking forward to this one here tonight. You mentioned just the way this series has bounced around these last few years. Pius has won four of the last six against the Spoofhounds. But the last 2 years specifically, you mentioned that 34-27 loss here for Maryville back in 2022. And then Maryville, of course, got them in districts on kind of a wet, cold night there in Maryville. Fast forward 2023, Maryville, the 46-42 win at the Hound Pound. It was Don Allen, the interception in the far right corner of the end zone that sealed the deal. The Spoofhounds held on for that one. They had a great late game drive. That was a lot of fun, and that essentially led to Maryville winning the MEC title. Then you fast forward to the district title game, and that was whenever it was St. Pius able to open things up and get a 41-13 win. So the fun dynamic is regular season winner has turned around and lost in the playoffs. Well, they were Class 3 last year together. St. Pius has jumped to Class 5 over the course of just 1 year, so these teams won't see each other again after tonight. So basically, it is bragging rights and MEC title implications on the line tonight.
Class 5 type players, Class 5 type facilities, more to come here at St. Pius. They jump two classes. That doesn't happen a whole lot. And yes, they're in our conference, but we will not see them down the road after tonight. That's got to be a little bit of a plus for Maryville when you look at what happened to us last year. And that's the thing about St. Pius. We don't know which St. Pius we're going to get. Are we going to get that team who can utilize those weapons on the outside, plus a tight end who can run the seam and put the ball in the air with your junior quarterback Hudson Bailey, who had a dynamic season as a sophomore, picking right where he left off this year as a junior, looks solid from that quarterback position, kind of the second best quarterback last year behind Derek Quinlan. Now he's probably number one. So you've got a passing game that can get the job done. But last year, up in Maryville on that cold November 10th day, St. Pius comes up on a Friday night, and you know what they did? They abandoned the pass and just said, we're going to smash you in the mouth with Larry Casconi. And that's what they did. They just kept running that ball, and Casconi had a great night, scored a lot of touchdowns, and really sealed the district championship for Pius. So will we see a mix, run and pass? Will we see them just come out and try to throw it around with some young defensive backs that are in now game three under their belt, game four, playing some really talented receivers that can catch the ball in a variety of places from a quarterback who can put it there, or are they going to try to just ground it and pound it on us? We'll see.
it's going to be kind of fun to watch because you're right. This is an offense that can do a little bit of everything. For Maryville, obviously they've split the last four meetings with St. Pius, one win in districts, one win in the regular season. This one feels a little bit like week one against Blair Oaks. Now, obviously, you haven't traveled 4 hours. You're not playing the number one team in Class 3. It is the fifth-ranked team in Class 5. But that Blair Oaks game, a 61-12 loss, Maryville moved the football, especially in the first half, just didn't cash in on it, had some turnovers, some third down miscues they couldn't quite convert, and didn't come away with points there in the first quarter, which allowed Blair Oaks to build up that lead. You feel like this is a game where Maryville needs to come out, run the football, pick up first downs, control the football, and when you get opportunities, you got to punch it in, because if you allow this St. Pius team to spend too much time on the field, you mentioned all the weapons they've got, it's a good Maryville defense, but eventually it is hard to kind of shut down all the different playmakers. So Coach Webb, we talked to him in pregame. He's not going to say, hey, we need to control the clock and control the tempo completely in this game. But I feel like from our perspective, you look at Maryville, hey, let's keep Hudson Bailey on the sideline and just move the football and find a way to get points early.
And the only problem with that is if you have Hudson Bailey on the sideline over there, you've got Northwest Missouri State recruit Cara Moley quarterbacking that defense. That kid's been a stud. We've said his name for years, it feels like, here at St. Pius, and he's roaming that sideline as a defensive player, that linebacking spot, and he's a stud. Then you've got a couple of guys that can just get out and flank your dudes from the receiving position, whether they're cornerbacks or safeties. So Maryville's got their hands full no matter the side of the ball that they're playing here tonight, because St. Pius has really, as we said earlier, they've really built themselves up. But if you're Maryville, I think for them to be successful here tonight, they're going to have zeros in the following columns. No turnovers, so no fumbles, no interceptions. They're going to have to play penalty-free. Last week, we saw that creep up on them, even though they shut out Chillicothe. There were some penalties there that really kind of suffered on us on a couple to drive. So they're going to have zeros in the penalties. And then when Pius does break a big one, because they will, zero heads down on the sideline. Keep yourself in the game. Be mentally tough and give yourself a chance.
This is going to be a fun one. I don't know if folks quite understand or have picked up on it, but we are fired up for tonight's football game. It is only the second week of conference play, but this one, there's a good chance it will decide the Midland Empire Conference by the time it is all said and done. Some other good teams, we'll talk about that with Chris Roush coming up. Lafayette has a chance to go to 2-0 in MEC play. Savannah trying to bounce back and pick up win number two on the season. But this is a huge matchup here between Maryville and St. Pius coming up this evening. I mentioned Chris Roush. He will join us after the break. We'll step aside. Much more to come here on pregame. Chris Roush, we'll hear from Matt Webb. Philip will bring you the starters for Maryville and much more. Stay with us right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at unitedfiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoofound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
We're on the road with the Spoofounds this week. Maryville, after a couple back-to-back home games, taking on the St. Pius Warriors here in North Kansas City. We're talking now with KQ2 News Director Chris Roush. Chris, a big one here in Kansas City. We've got a couple other games in the area to talk about, but this feels like this could be the Midland Empire Conference Championship game. Granted, just the second week of conference play here for these teams, but this is a big one between these two squads. And I feel like at this point, week four, we're kind of starting to see, hey, you are what you are. The Spoofhounds had a tough opening week loss against Blair Oaks. St. Pius had a tough opening week loss against Rockhurst. Those are really good teams. They've both won back-to-back games. And again, there's a lot riding on this one, despite it being only week four.
Yeah, it's weird that we're only in week four and this is, you know, the type of matchup we're getting. But yeah, this is a huge game. This is two giants of the MEC. Pius has been really good since they've come into the conference. Maryville, obviously, the last several years have just been the team to beat for the most part. But these two teams, Matt, and you guys already talked about it. These two teams have played a lot lately. I mean, they played twice last season. They played twice in 2022. So, I mean, these teams know each other. These teams, no strangers. They understand what's on the line. This year, they only play one time around because St. Pius has jumped up to Class 5 this year. But, again, you have two teams that are fighting for conference title. Like you said, you don't want to get too ahead of yourself here. But when you have these two teams, this one is basically who's going to be in the driver's seat the rest of the way. There's still a lot of time left in the season. Who knows what can happen between now and the end of the regular season. But whoever wins this should be in the driver's seat for the conference championship.
You know, the MEC has come down to either Maryville or St. Pius. Now, there was one year that Savannah did have a share of the conference title. But Maryville and St. Pius have had at least a piece of the pie every year dating back to 2018. Back in 2017, it was Chillicothe and Smithfield tying for the MEC title. So it's just kind of interesting to see how this has all played out and how this things will roll, because you mentioned it, Pius jumping from Class 3 last year to Class 5. These teams will see each other now, but not in the playoffs like we've seen the last couple of years. So fun one tonight here in Kansas City. Some other interesting games as we look around the area. One of them you have to circle, and this is a rivalry on its own, Lafayette and Savannah. The Fighting Irish coming in at 2-1 overall, 1-0 in conference play after a win over Benton last week, 22-0. Savannah on the flip side is now 1-2 after a 7-6 loss on the road against Kirksville. I don't think anybody on their bingo card had 3-1 Lafayette and 1-3 Savannah, but that's potentially what we could have at the end of tonight. How do you handicap this game?
Well, I know you love bingo, Matt. So that's
I love bingo. Bingo card.
Yeah, you're the guy that goes to the local fair. No, don't get me wrong, too. The county fair, and I'll also play some bingo. So don't get me wrong. Great game. But yeah, this is one of those weird matchups where you look at going into the year where Lafayette, still a young team, but I think there's some confidence growing there. They had some confidence after week one, shutting out Center at home. Richmond, I think, was a little bit of a wake-up call from what people I've talked to that said, that was week one, but Richmond's a different story there, and that's the team you could see again in the future this season. Last week against Benton coming out, a shutout. So Lafayette's either shutout opponents or they've been shut out this year. There's been no in between for Lafayette. I mean, they've been either really good defensively or, you know, offensively they haven't been able to move the football very much. So Lafayette, yeah, an interesting 2-1 team. Savannah, you look at the scores of what Savannah's had this year, you can tell defensively they're a really good football team. Offensively, I think they're still trying to figure it out. I mean, they have allowed 14-0-7 points this year. So only 21 points through three games. So, I mean, they've been really good defensively. And connecting off for their quarterback that's a junior this year, he was dealing with some stuff early in the season. I think he's starting to get back. I think he may have been back last week over in Kirksville. But it's one of those things where the offense clearly is taking some time to figure out who they are and who they're going to be. Because last year it was football went to Kate Chappelle, and then the offense was able to spread out from there. This year, it's injuries early, got to figure out what we're going to be. But, yeah, interesting one. I think Savannah's defense is really good, so Lafayette's got quite the challenge there against Savannah's defense there.
And it's kind of crazy, too. Lafayette had a chance to be 3-1. Like you said, a shutout against Center to start. They were shut out by Richmond in week two. Then they shut out Benton. Every Lafayette week has had a goose egg on one side or the other. Will that trend continue? Unlikely, but you never know. You mentioned that Savannah defense. They've been pretty good. A fun matchup to watch there. Chillicothe.
Well, I assume that's on your bingo card, though, right?
Oh, my bingo card is – I'm pretty closely shouting bingo. That's right.
Good.
Chillicothe and Cameron, bit of a rivalry matchup there in the MEC. And then rounding out the conference slate, it is Benton with a non-conference game against University Academy. One more we want to hit on before we let you go, Chris. A fun eight-man matchup for those here around Nottoway County.
Yeah, you have a co-op of Nottoway County schools. I mean, a lot's changed in eight-man football the last couple of years when it comes to the co-ops and teams coming together. We got Platte Valley taking on Nottoway Valley. Most of, you know, your audience should know who makes up those teams. But Platte Valley, you've got a combination of North Nottoway, Jefferson, and South Nottoway. Platte Valley, you go over, I mean, Nottoway Valley, excuse me, you have West Nottoway, Nottoway Holt. Two teams. Platte Valley's been pretty good the last several years. Nottoway Valley getting better each year the last couple of seasons. Now they're both 3-0. 275 conference game as well. Not in the same district, so they won't have to see each other necessarily until postseason play deeper in there. But conference game here tonight, one of these two teams will be in the driver's seat for that conference championship, but they still have South Holders 3-0-2 sitting in their conference. But again, a big 275 conference matchup, but two really good 275 teams.
Going to be fun to watch with week four of the high school football season here in Missouri. Chris Roush, appreciate the time as always.
No problem. Happy to do it.
That is KQ2 News Director Chris Roush with us. We'll take a break and be back with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the student body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Week four of the high school football season. We're in North Kansas City, Maryville, taking on St. Pius. We're joined by Spoofhound head football coach Matt Webb. And coach, diving in week two of the conference football season, but this one, major implications for the conference standings. And at the end of the day, about the last 7-8 years, the champion of the conference has come between these two teams.
Yeah, it's it may just be week two of MEC play, but yeah, both teams kind of know what's on the line tonight. And like I said, they know us well, and we know them well. We've played them quite a few times, whether that be in conference play or district play.
you know, some momentum for Maryville coming off the last two wins, a couple shutout victories. What has this team learned and taken away from weeks 2 and 3?
Well, I think, you know, that we're just in the, like I said, that if you look at a 9-week regular season, you break it into thirds. And through the first 3 weeks, we've been able to get an identity of maybe who we are this year. And that may change week to week. You just never know. Teams evolve as the season goes. But we got a good identity of who we are. We're able to run the football, stop the run on defense, take care of the football, play good special teams, and those things win games. So we're going to play process football and find a way.
That identity, how much does ball control come into a game like this against a high-powered offense?
Yeah, you know, we don't – you kind of just – Coach Houghton, those guys do a good job of tempo, being in, being out. You know, whether that's moving fast or whether that's moving – using the play clock, you know, we're going to be us and make people stop us.
Special teams, a big part of every game, but you look at them coming off a week where they started with a kickoff return for a touchdown. They've got a kicker with the big leg. Feels like Maryville has come around special teams-wise too these last few weeks. What role does this play tonight?
It's a huge. It's a third of the game, and every coach talks about it. But you look at these matchups the last few years, and a lot of them have come down to a return here, a return there, or a PAT here, or a two-point play. So, yeah, you bet. We need to be ready for everything. We need to execute in special teams.
Field conditions, obviously nice turf here. It's a good facility, but it's a little bit warmer than we expect for this time. Does that factor in at all?
It doesn't matter. I may be biased now that we've got something better, but I like ours better.
And last...
I stumped Matt Trent. How about that?
You
how
got me on that one. Last
ours
one.
Is better.
Maryville better. Last one. How much is last year in the back of these guys' mind? You want to win, take care of right now, but obviously the way last year ended, that has to be in these seniors' minds a bit.
Yeah, there's been no motivation this week needed. They're ready to play, and St. Pius has a great squad. They do a great job. Like I said, Coach Simone's built a great program, and but our guys are motivated, ready to play, absolutely. They want to get the district championship loss out of their taste in their mouth, and it's going to be an exciting football game.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville head coach Matt Webb. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics and Maryville High School. Learn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions, Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Spoofhound football.
Welcome back into Kansas City, Missouri. We're getting set for high school football. Maryville taking on St. Pius. Both teams coming in at 2-1, and they have split the last four meetings between the two as Maryville won the MEC title last year but fell in the district championship at the end of the season. Spoofhounds and Warriors kick off at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break and be back with the opening kick right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade, Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And from Connections Bank, whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Also from the Student Body screen printing and embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. Support for today's game also comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Welcome back in. Getting set for tonight's matchup, Maryville and St. Pius. The Spoofhounds on the road here to North Kansas City for tonight's matchup. Maryville wearing their road white jerseys with green numerals outlined in yellow, yellow pants, green helmets, and the Spoofhound logo in yellow on the side of the helmets as well. And on the other side, it is the home St. Pius Warriors wearing their blue jerseys with white numbers outlined in yellow, the blue pants striped down the right side and left side in white outlined in yellow as well. And you've got the white helmets with the yellow Warrior logo on the side. Philip, time for our starting lineup, says Maryville. Maybe a shuffle here or there on the offensive and defensive line.
Yeah, we think we're going to get a little bit of a late scratch for senior Lucas Viertaler. He's on the field, not in pads tonight, so not quite sure who's going to step in his place. We speculated a couple of names. We'll see how that plays out. The other pieces of that offensive line that's played so fantastically and paved the way for Gavin McAtee over three games, 335 yards rushing, back-to-back 100-yard rushing games for him, so they've done a great job. But that is junior Cannon Scarborough, senior Brandon Phillips, junior Phoenix Phillips, sophomore Mace McKim. At tight end is senior Major Scarborough, your quarterback, senior Matthew Walter. Your running backs are going to be junior Sadler View, senior Darren Dwight, senior Gavin McAtee, and junior Brody Shepard. On that defensive side of the ball, Phoenix Phillips, Mace McKim, Major Scarborough, and said player to be named will be taking up that defensive line. Your linebackers always active, led by Gus the Bus McCullough. Sadler View back in the starting lineup after nursing an injury last week. And then Weston Talley, who's had a great couple of games, big interception last week. Defensive backs, they're going to get tested tonight. Junior Jonah Long, senior Cole Zarbano, junior Brody Shepard, and junior Brett Long. Your captains for this evening's game, Gus McCullough, Cole Zarbano, and Gavin McAtee. There are your starters for St. Pius.
And the team's at midfield for the coin toss. You mentioned the Maryville captains on the other side for St. Pius. Captains, it is Vinny Ross, Jackson Roderman, and Carl Moley. And Maryville will be receiving the opening kick, so a chance to put this offense on the field right away and see what they can get done. That's going to be the big question mark. Obviously, you know how good St. Pius is defensively. Obviously, they can move the football offensively. How much does no Lucas Viertaler affect this football game? Obviously on the defensive line, but then also missing one of your offensive tackles that has been a stalwart for three, 4 years now.
An all-stater type of guy from last year, has been an anchor at that left tackle position and then just been in a nuisance at that defensive line spot. So with him on the sidelines, we're going to see somebody's going to have to step up, and we're going to have to see how they step up, because they're going to step up in a big way. They've got big shoes to fill with Lucas Viertaler out of this ball game, but coach will have somebody ready to roll. That's what practice is for, and that's where that culture and that tradition comes into play. And Maryville, they'll plug somebody in there, and looking forward to seeing who that's going to be.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Coming out to tee this one up for St. Pius, it is Frankie Kapitanovic. Kapitanovic, a kicker here. I think he's also on the soccer team for St. Pius, just a junior, but that boy has a pretty big leg.
Yeah, he kicked a 42-yard field goal last week against Cameron, and it looked like it could have gone from about 46 or 48 yards. It was a deep, good kick. And last year, they graduate first-team All-State Abella. Not sure what he's doing, maybe playing a little soccer too, but he was fantastic throughout the course of his career here at St. Pius, and they just roll another dude off the soccer team and say, kick that ball as far as you can and put it between the goalpost, and that's what he does.
The lefty Kapitanovic gets that foot into it, a high end-over-end kick to Cole Zarbono from the two-yard line on the right side. He goes up near the sideline, breaks a tackle, and gets across the 20-yard line, drug out of bounds near the 22 or 23, finally brought down by Connor Crosby, a backup linebacker here for St. Pius. And we'll see Maryville take the field for this opening possession. Again, Lucas Viertaler on the sideline, not suited up for tonight's football game. An offensive tackle here for Maryville, a team that has been very good on the ground so far this season, picking up 241.7 yards per game in that rushing attack.
My eye is not as young as yours, Matt, but it looks like number 50 out there is Cade Watkins, picking up that left tackle position.
Opening snap goes back to Matthew Walter. He'll hand to Gavin McAtee, fighting for some hot, tough yards. Gets out near the 24-yard line before he's brought down. A pickup of just about one to start this drive for Maryville.
We've seen Gavin McAtee tote the rock over and over for this Maryville offense. He has carry after carry, getting in those 20 carries per game type of mode. He's protected the football over the course of the last couple of games. He's run with passion. His vision has been fantastic, but that offensive line been able to blow open holes for him, and he's made it the most of it every time.
I formation behind Walter as it looked like St. Pius jumped into the neutral zone. The ball snapped. It is fumbled. It is kicked. It is scooped up by Pius into the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors. St. Pius clearly jumped off sides. I don't see a flag on the field. And just like that, Philip, it is a quick defensive score for St. Pius. Noah Gonzalez scooped that one up.
The officials are going to deal with a lot of Maryville coaches and fans right now asking for a little bit of an explanation. Clearly, that was a St. Pius penalty, and there goes the yellow flags. Not sure why it took them so long to kind of work that one up together, but that's a five-yarder against Pius, and they're going to call that a five-yard penalty against Maryville for false start.
So they actually blow it dead and are going to say it's a five-yard penalty backing up Maryville, so it negates the whole play, and the Spoofhounds kind of scratching their head. And meanwhile, St. Pius now is up in arms too, saying, how could this be? We look at the official on the far side of the field. He was going to mark that an offsides and go the other way. Then he finally walked it back. It's not a great start for the officiating crew, just one play into the game.
Yeah, the Zebras are getting an earful from both sidelines, both coaches trying to get explanations and wonder how that went so haywire for both their teams.
So it could be worse for Maryville. Just a five-yard penalty. They now face a second down and 14. I formation behind Walter. This time the snap goes low. He fell to the ground, dives back on top of it. He's going to lose at least 1 yard in the center quarterback exchange. A little difficult for these first couple plays for the Hounds.
Yeah, we talked about Lucas Viertaler not playing on that left tackle position, but it's almost like they shifted the line enough that you've got someone new under center, which I don't believe that's the case. I'm trying to look across the field to see that. Just a couple of bad exchanges that time for the quarterback center, and you can see what that's done to us. It's just taking us backwards.
So it looks like Maryville didn't lose anything on that one. So back to pass it is. Walter, now he rolls left, some pressure back there. He tucks it. He's going to take off and run. Breaks one tackle, stays on his feet down to the 30-yard line. He'll pick up 11, but he's going to be about 3 yards short of that first down, and the Spoofhounds will be facing a fourth and three.
great vision that time. That's what we asked for Matthew Walter after game one. Look for those lanes downfield. Take advantage of them. Get your feet going and move down the field. That time, a big 11-yard pickup does bring up a fourth and two for Maryville and a little bit of a decision here for the coaches early on.
Hounds keeping the offense on the field. Two receivers left, two to the right, as Walter in shotgun with Gavin McAtee to his left. Three down linemen for St. Pius. Walter throwing the deep ball down the right side. Has Arbano open, but overthrew him by just 1 yard. That had 6 points written all over it. The ball falls incomplete, and St. Pius will take over at the Maryville 31-yard line.
Gutsy, gutsy call there. Fourth and two from your own 31-yard line. Good play call. Coach Houchin had that one dialed up. He's been sleeping on that play all week long. Cole Zarbano, that was a touchdown just out of his reach, and now you're putting a lot of pressure on your defense here early in this first quarter.
Walter wanting to lead his receiver, and again, that one's hit in stride. No one catching Cole Zarbano. Unfortunately, it falls incomplete. So we see Hudson Bailey and the St. Pius offense take over at the Hounds 31. 9:44 to play in the first quarter. Pistol formation. Larry Casconi is the deep back for Bailey. Claps his hands, takes the snap, waist high, hands off. Casconi goes right off tackle, bounces off one defender, keeps on his feet, lowers his shoulder, breaks a couple more tackles down inside the 10-yard line before he's brought down at the 7. Heck of a pickup on the first play from scrimmage for Casconi.
Casconi leaving, picking up where he left off last week, just leaving it all on the field and leaving a couple of spoof hounds on the field after he takes them for a bit of a ride, and he delivers the blows. That can't happen tonight.
Pickup of 24, the give to Casconi again. Again, right side, following a lead blocker. Bounce off one defender, gets down near the two before he is finally brought down. But boy, Larry Casconi running hard here in the early going.
He was such a monster in that playoff game last year, and we talked about it pregame. Which St. Pius team is going to come up, and is it going to be the passing attack? Is it going to be the rushing attack? And so far early, it's that rushing attack of Larry Casconi.
Pistol formation again. A man going in motion right to left. They'll give to Casconi again. Right side bounces this one outside. Maryville can't get to him. A 2-yard touchdown run. Wraps up a 3-play, 31-yard drive, and St. Pius takes the first lead of the game.
That's a confidence drive for St. Pius. Again, they want to tell us, hey, Maryville, we're going to keep hitting you in the mouth till you can stop it. And we didn't do it last fall. So far tonight, some great running for St. Pius. Got to remember, that's all set up by a 4th and 2 from our 31, a perfectly dialed-in pass that we just couldn't connect on, gave Pius some real favorable field position. And a couple of plays later, they're on the board.
Kapitanovich for the PAT, the left-footed kicker, boots this one through. It is 7-0 St. Pius, 9:15 to play in the opening quarter. Maryville looking for an answer. We'll have more from Kansas City right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Maryville with an opportunity on fourth down and two from their own 31-yard line. Opening drive of the game, couldn't convert a pass to Cole Zarbano, just out of reach. And St. Pius responds again, a 3-play, 31-yard drive. Larry Casconi into the end zone. Both of these teams 2-1 and 1-0 in conference play. And Pius able to throw the first punch in this one.
One of the things we talked about too, Pius is going to get their big plays. Maryville can't hang their head. They got to put the head up, regroup. You could see on the sideline, you had Brandon Wilmus and Matthew Walter. They were practicing that quarterback center exchange. They're going to get that right. Come back on this possession and do that ball control. Again, we talked about penalty free. Got to play penalty free.
Kapitanovich boosts this one. Again, it'll be taken right around the 3-yard line for Maryville up that right hash and brought down near the 17-yard line. The return that time, it was Carson Hageman. The boot from Kapitanovich awfully good, as well as the kick coverage for St. Pius.
Well, we're down here at St. Pius, and it looks about 86 degrees today with a humidity of about 51%. So pretty humid tonight, not a lot of wind. It's a great facility to be playing at, though.
Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter this evening. First play of the drive goes to Sadler View. He'll pick up a couple off the left side of the formation. And Caroline mentioned it there, Phil, too. It's hot, but it's also awfully muggy out there, too. And so St. Pius thinking, let's wear Maryville down with that running game early. It worked out that first possession. Maryville trying to establish its game on the ground.
Yeah, they're going to just try to turn right back around and do the same thing back to them. Control the ball, control the line of scrimmage. Sadler View, hopefully a little bit fresh after not playing last week, just to pick up a 2 yards that time.
Play action. Walter throws across the middle. Picked off. Charlie Ross, the third, comes up with it to the 25-yard line. Wrapped up around the ankles and brought down by Gavin McAtee. But a quick turnover there for Maryville, and St. Pius once again set up with a short porch.
Gavin McAtee, the running back, had to turn into his linebacking position there that time to make the tackle on a Charles Ross, who last week, opening kickoff against Cameron, runs the ball all the way back for a kickoff return for a touchdown. Big play guy. We've talked about this, again, a little bit on the way down here. They just have dudes at every single level. It's not just a three-headed monster of Hutzler, Casconi, and Hudson Bailey. They've got guys everywhere, both sides of the ball. Very tough.
Pistol formation to start this drive from the Maryville 26-yard line. Bailey claps his hands, gives to Casconi off the left side. No, he faked it. Play action, rolling to his right. Bailey's going to take off and run this one across the 20 to the 15, inside the 10, stays on his feet into the end zone, but they're going to whistle it dead and say he stepped out of bounds at the 7-yard line. Bailey that time, we didn't see a lot of the speed last year, but he showed it there.
That was nifty. That was probably one of the best play fakes that we will see in a high school football game. Magician. I thought Casconi had it. It's like, holy cow. If we had camera crews, they would have all gone with Casconi to the left while Bailey just kind of hung out there to the right.
First and goal from the 7. This one does go to Casconi left side. Cuts inside a blocker, fights his way forward, and gets down near the 1-yard line. A pickup of 6 as we tick down on 8 minutes to play in the first quarter.
And that St. Pius offensive line, they're a little bit veteran. They've got a couple young guys in there, but some guys that have some games under their belt, and they're big and strong, and they play well as a unit too.
Casconi, another carry. This one down just shy of the goal line. Maryville comes up with a stop there, and so we will see a 3rd and goal from the 1, and Pius quickly back on the ball out of the pistol. Once again, they give to Casconi. Runs into a couple blockers, trying to fight his way forward. Bailey with the push from behind, and finally they get over the goal line. Casconi comes away with the 2nd TD of the night.
So we've had the push. Is that called the Bailey push that time? Hudson Bailey, we saw him use those legs to pick up a huge first down and set them up with inside the 5. That time he became kind of a fullback and pushes his running back, Casconi, who probably, he's strong enough. He probably doesn't need that extra help. But Maryville still flying to the football. We're going to see some good contact between Gus McCullough and some of these running backs from St. Pius. But right now St. Pius on the better end of it.
2nd PAT of the night for Kapitanovich is good. And quickly, 14-0, St. Pius on top of Maryville, 7:35 to play in the first quarter. This is Spoofound Football on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
7:35 to play in the first quarter, and St. Pius has made quick work of it with the football, a 31-yard drive and a 26-yard drive. The last one set up by a Charlie Ross III interception. So Maryville is set to come out for its 3rd drive of the football game. Now, just a reminder for everyone out there, Maryville ranked number 3 in Class 3 football. St. Pius is ranked number 5 in Class 5 football. So this is quite the jump for the Spoofhounds coming to Kansas City to face this Pius team.
Talked to a couple folks this week that did not know Pius had made the jump. They're pretty sure, okay, they jumped to Class 4. Nope, they have jumped all the way up to Class 5. With some of the factors that go into establishing classes, whether you're a private school or public school, St. Pius private school, that factor bumped them up to 5. They've got Class 5 talent on this football field, and being ranked number 5 their first year in Class 5, a year after they go and play Seneca in the state semifinals, get beat by Seneca, this is a quality team that Coach Simone's really built up over the last several years, and it's showing here on the football field so far tonight.
You talked about Julian Abella, an All-State kicker last year that graduated. Kapitonovich might have a stronger leg, and he's only a junior. I mean, he booted that one a line drive through the end zone, a pretty impressive kicker, and they've got it at every level here for St. Pius. Handoff goes left side for Gavin McAtee. He'll lose one on first down as the clock moves inside. 7.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter.
Gavin McAtee, when he's got the football and he's got a hole, he will squirt through there and pick up some good play yards. He's been a guy that can pick up those short yards, too, when we've needed on third and one or two. But so far tonight, holes have not been there. Pius doing a good job of shutting down those running lanes and causing Gavin McAtee to really think about where he wants to go. That time he thinks you've got a guy like Carl Moley coming up and making a big hit.
Maryville down to 5 seconds on the play clock, taking their time, getting that play in. They'll hand it off up the middle once again. And not a ton there. Across the 20, down near the 21-yard line. A pickup of a couple. As that time, Jonah Long on the carry.
And again, what you see a well-coached team doing, Jackson Rodiman, number 21, trying to strip that ball away from Long, unsuccessfully so, but that's a sign of a well-coached football team.
Third and 9 coming up now for Maryville. Zarbano and Kreese have split out to the right side. Back in the shotgun, it is Walter. As a running back to his left, that's McAtee. Fakes the handoff. Now Walter running left, trying to get outside. He gets wrapped up in the backfield, tries to throw it away. It is tipped and knocked down, nearly picked off by Vinny Ross, coming up from his linebacker position. And the Hounds will face a fourth down and 9.
And this is where you'd like to get your entire offense off to the side of the field and just calm everybody down a little bit, reestablish yourself, talk through some different things. But Maryville, so many guys that are playing both offensively and defensively, and then you talk about Lucas Viertaler not being in the ball game, so you've got even more guys that you're shuffling through. They got to regroup, refocus, and now they're putting the defense back on the field.
We'll see Sadler View come out for his first punt of the night. Maryville trailing 14-0 in the first quarter. Low snap, scoops it up, gets the kick away. An end-over-end punt bounces at the 45-yard line. Takes a Maryville roll inside the 40, picked up by Weston Talley at the St. Pius 38-yard line. So now we at least see St. Pius having to move the football the majority of the length of the field after that first fourth down conversion didn't work out, and then of course the interception on the last possession. And we've got a timeout on the field for the officials, a chance to get these players some water on a hot night here in Kansas City. 14-0 St. Pius. This is Maryville Spoofhound Football.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville shelter insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
6:03 to play in the first quarter. Still halfway to go through this first period, but Philip, it has been a long opening quarter for the Hounds already.
All right, can I tell you my
fears? I want to hear it.
Here's my fears.
Spiders.
Watch a Bailey to Hutzler slant. They like that play. So far, I think they're setting that up pretty well with those handoffs up the middle to Cascone. You bite on that, Hutzler comes across the middle for a slant, big play. So be mindful of that. Hope it doesn't happen, but be mindful of it.
Two receivers right, two backs in the backfield with Bailey. He'll swing this one out right side, gets into the hands of Charlie Ross, the third in space, and he gets upended at the 45-yard line, nearly fumbled that one. Heck of a tackle that time on the outside by Jonah Long to cut down Ross, but he picks up 7.
Boy, that one looked like it had a chance to go. Ross, with the ball in his hands, he can motor down the field, but Long, huge tackle that time. Almost a fumble. Would have been a nice turnover to get.
St. Pius quickly back on the ball out of the shotgun. The snap. The handoff goes to Cascone up the middle. Fights forward. Gets near that first down marker. He's going to be inches short. And we'll see a third down and very short on the way for St. Pius.
Huge third down this time for the Spoofhounds. Third and short. Probably four down territory if you're Pius. Why not? but boy, a stop here sure would mean a lot to this Maryville offense.
This is one of those spots you want to see Mace McKim slip between the guard and center, make a hit in the backfield, and scoot Castoni back a couple yards to make that fourth down a little bit harder. But first, a third down and short on the way. Bailey claps his hands, fakes the give, rolls to his left, looking downfield, dumps this one off. Underneath that is Jackson Roderman. Roderman trying to get up that left sideline, hit and drop near the Maryville 35-yard line. A good pickup of 17 yards.
Good play design that time, bringing Roderman all the way across the field as a tight end. He was wide open that time for Hudson Bailey. A lot of eyes and feet going with Hutzler, who was going down the field on a streak pattern, really opened up a lot of field that time for Roderman.
Bailey will give to Casconi again, lowers his shoulder, fights for it, stays on his feet. Took about three or four hounds to finally get Casconi down at the 29. He'll pick up six.
And if you're looking for something positive in this ball game, you've got to like the fact that those spoof hounds, they are putting the wood on Casconi. Casconi's just walking through some pretty sizable gaps in that line, and it's taking those second level guys, but they're flying to the ball. So keep that going, Spoofhounds.
Casconi gets a breather. Ross lining up at running back this time. He'll take the handoff, tries to bounce it outside, slips off one tackle, but brought down by Sadler View. A 1 yard loss and a third down on the way for St. Pius.
Well, they say the straw that stirs the drink a little bit that time, Gus McCullough. It was his effort on that play, getting through the line, busting through, made the running back have to kind of do a little bit of a dipsy-do, if you will.
Dunkaroo. No, that's Dick Vitale.
Okay, I'll take it. But anyway.
Third down and five, 3:43 to play here in the first quarter. Bailey gives a hard count, now looks over at the sideline. A 14-0 Warrior lead. The Spoofhound defense needing to make a big play. Out of the pistol, Bailey. Gives Ross trying to go right side. He is met by a few white jerseys. He'll be pulled backward. Sadler View getting in there. We see Major Scarborough, and the Spoofhounds come up with a stop on third down. A fourth and five on the way.
Watch that slant pass right here. Got to be mindful of it. Got to keep your receiver in front of you and swap out Ross, who looks like he really wants to try the outside, go off tackle, and you pull in a guy like Casconi, who's just a battering ram up the middle. So got to be strong outside, got to be strong on the inside. See what they can do.
McPhee and Hutzler lined up out right side, rolling right at his Bailey. Throws it on that right sideline. The toe tap is down. That is going to be a catch right on the sideline. Noah McPhee comes up with the play, and that is a pickup of about seven on fourth and five.
Wow, what a play that time for Hudson Bailey. He had Spoofhounds bearing down on him, still throws the ball up in the air and complete to Noah McPhee, a guy who had a pretty good game last week. He's kind of an emerging star for this Pius offense.
Play action, the quick slant, that one going to McPhee once again. You worried about that slant to Hutzler. That time it was to McPhee. He was open. Didn't make that catch with his hands. It hit his shoulder pad and bounced off.
That just seems to be a play that St. Pius has waiting in their back pocket. And Hudson Bailey so comfortable with that route. That time to McPhee, but I'm telling you, Northwest commit Hutzler, he would have caught that bad boy. I think he would have picked that one off turf, and he might still be running.
Bailey so far 3 for 4 for 42 yards passing. Takes the snap, gives up the middle to Casconi, wrapped up around the waist, brought down by Gus McCullough right at the line of scrimmage on 2nd and 10.
And that's the battle that we want to see tonight. We want to see Gus McCullough being active, lining up against Casconi, some one-on-ones. Could be a pretty fun matchup.
And the thing about it is, a third down and 10, Coach Simone thinking, would love to pick it up, but they've got a kicker with plenty of leg to drill it through here from the 22-yard line. 2:17 to play in the first quarter. 14-point Warrior lead. Hounds looking to get a stop on third and 10. Bailey to pass, looking left, fires this one deep, looking to the end zone. That one too high for Hutzler. He was open, couldn't bring that one down, and a fourth and 10 coming for St. Pius.
And we'll get a chance to see that left-footed kicker come out on the field. This is not outside his range. This is a spot that I think St. Pius feels pretty comfortable. One thing about St. Pius, they'll keep Hudson Bailey in at quarterback. And they're a shifty little team, so you got to always be mindful of that. Of course, he can throw the ball. We saw him just do it right there, an incomplete pass over the head of Hutzler, which is kind of asking a lot. Hutzler's a big, tall receiver, good target.
Bailey to hold. McPhee and Roderman, who are pass catchers, are on the field. As Kapanovich kicks this one up. A side winding kick. That one just inside the right upright. It is good in a 17-point St. Pius lead. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. It is all Warriors so far in this one. Maryville will get their chance to answer coming up.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
A 39-yard field goal by Kapitanovich makes this a 17-point game. St. Pius playing well, but Phillip has a big-time stop for Maryville to have the defense make some plays and get that offense back out here.
Yeah, the way the first quarter has gone, the way of Pius, interception, fourth and two, that we thought we might have a connection there, and St. Pius really having their way offensively up until that drive, holding the field goal, kind of feels like a bit of a win for Maryville's defense.
Kapitanovich, after knocking through that field goal, kicks this one off. It goes into the end zone 1 yard deep. He's pretty good at placing those just right. Down that left side, just inside the end zone. And so Maryville with the touchback will take over. And we are eternal optimists up here, right?
Have to be.
It's a three-possession game, yep. But you got to stop, find a way to get points this possession, and get some momentum. Get some positive things happening your way on offense now.
Yeah, I keep stats up here, and I don't think anybody was going to want to look at those stats after the first 10 minutes of football here tonight. But there's a long way to go. If we can regroup and put some things together, you've got to think that you can find some wins. And those wins, they add up after a little while and hopefully get you back in the ballgame.
Walter up the middle to Gavin McAtee. Tough running. A few Warriors that time bringing down McAtee as he gets near the 24-yard line. That's a good pickup of four on first down.
Matt, how do you like that down marker across the way? It's an electronic down marker. And I've got in good reference that Maryville might be onto one of those. Remember last week we were stuck in third down for a while. I think the broken one found its way out.
Couldn't get it to go.
Couldn't get it to go. So I think some new ones have been ordered by AD slash head coach Matt Webb. Get to unveil those in a couple of weeks at homecoming versus Benton.
Electronic, and they kind of talk to each other so they know the distance between. So they're letting us know it is second and six. 1:20 to play in the first quarter. McAtee again. He has hit in the backfield and got back to the line of scrimmage before he was finally brought down. Coming up to make that tackle, Jimmel Holman for St. Pius.
Yeah, and there's flag on the field, and you just got to cross your fingers that this one's not going against Maryville, because the last thing we need to do is take some positive plays and then step backwards, back up the bus, if you will, put ourselves in negative position on down and distance. We'll see what the referees come up with.
Looked like that was Zarbano and I believe Noah Gonzalez. A little bit of talking after that play was over. Maybe a couple shoves. Probably discussing the best place here in North KC to go get a meal after the game.
Yeah, lots of choices, especially around here. Cascone's, that's a great Italian restaurant. I kind of feel like that's important here.
And they're going to call personal fouls on both sides, so those will offset, which I'm sure both. And neither coaching staff, I'm sure, liking saying, we want the 15 yards our way.
Yeah. And when you looked at that exchange, two players that are on a Friday night, under the lights, very competitive players, a little bit of passion leaking out that time. I think it's the right call by the referees to make sure both of the boys know, keeping an eye on you, let your play do the talking.
Third down and six coming. That matchup again, bottom or the near right side of the field. It is Zarbano being guarded by Gonzalez as Walter goes under center, back to pass, looking to his right, wanting to go deep for that matchup. Zarbano down the right side, goes up high, almost brought that one down, but it was picked off by Gonzalez. Zarbano nearly mossed Gonzalez, but you got to tip your hat. That was just a heck of a play by the defensive back.
Heck of a play. Two guys getting up in the air. That time it looked like Zarbano really had the read on the ball. He had his hands on it first, but just unable to complete the catch. And again, ball turned over on an interception to St. Pius. Puts him on the other side of the 50, but not by much. About the 46-yard line. Pius in business yet again. And the first quarter ticking away.
44 seconds remain in this first quarter as St. Pius takes over at their own 46. Charlie Ross and Noah Gonzalez each with an INT in this opening quarter. from the 46 on the left hash. Back to pass Bailey, looking right, wanting to go deep himself. Down that right side, that one is caught inbounds. Tommy Hutzler into the end zone. And just like that, touchdown, St. Pius.
Just had a chance to set back, get his feet set. Probably not his prettiest pass of the night, but does the job on a bomb downfield. And Hutzler right there underneath it, able to outrun Long and find pay dirt.
You mentioned it earlier, Tommy Hutzler, a Northwest Missouri State commit, made that play down the right sideline. And it is hard to believe that Hudson Bailey is only a junior. But again, not his prettiest ball, but he put it where it needed to be in the quick strike for St. Pius. Kapitanovich kicks it through, 24-0 Warriors, 33 seconds to go in the opening quarter. We'll step aside, back with more on KXEV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
24-0 St. Pius over Maryville. 33 seconds to play here in the opening quarter with Philip Horn. I'm Matt Tritton. And, you know, Philip, you look at the history. Maryville's put it on St. Pius over the years. The Hounds do a great job with the kids they have living in their school district. And tip your cap to St. Pius. You got to go out and recruit the right kids, and sure enough, they've done that.
They put them in a position to be successful as well. We talked about some of the facilities here, and every time we seem to come down here.
And scholarships.
There's more and more facilities being built. There's maybe a great fan experience being delivered. And if you're a St. Pius fan here tonight, you're feeling pretty good about how this ball game is chugging along. 24-0. First quarter not quite expired yet. However, it's a long way to go in this ball game, and there's some tough Nottoway County Maryville kids wearing the white uniforms and the yellow pants. And if they can just get a little bit of a drive sustained, get something moving, get some positive momentum on their side, buy a few first downs, get themselves in position.
I think in this case, Maryville's on the field offensively, so be earning those.
Earning those first downs.
First and 10 from the 20. Another touchback there. Great kick from Kapitanovich. Walter will give this one off to McAtee. McAtee fighting hard going up the middle. He'll pick up four. And that will likely be the final play of this first quarter. 14-0 Savannah currently leading Lafayette as a MEC rivalry battle there. Savannah 1-2 on the season. Lafayette coming in at 2-1. So that's kind of a fun one to watch as down to 8 seconds left to go. Now 7 in the first quarter, but timeout on the field. Brandon Wilmus, it looks like, goes down right about the 20-yard line. And in some pain there. Again, it's a hot, muggy night. We heard Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter, mention that earlier. You hope this is just cramping at this point and nothing more.
Yeah, and Matt, another breaking news story. I hate to break this to both of us, I guess, but we might have lost Caroline Porn for the night. Her boyfriend, Connor Blackford, he's a K-State guy, and he shows up here tonight, so she might hand her mic over tonight and
good surprise
hang out with him. Have so good back. Surprise this year tonight. I think it's a bit of a surprise. 24-0,
yeah.
First quarter about to expire. Had a couple of shifts along that offensive line, and we talked about Lucas Viertaler out of the ball game. Now you got Brandon Wilmus, and he's on the field getting a little bit of attention. Can't afford to lose too many of those guys. At Maryville, looks like they're warming up. Charles Myrick, a 6'1", 200-pound sophomore, getting him some opportunities. Snap the ball to Matthew Walter. Matthew Walter, keep him positive and kind of patting him on the back and give him some encouragement. But good to see right now, at least, that Brandon Wilmus was able to get off the field under his own power. But hate to see Corby Roush out there again. Last week he was really out there assisting a lot of Chillicothe guys, and tonight he's getting his work with some Hounds.
7 seconds to go in the first quarter as Maryville coming back out onto the field. We'll see if they wind the clock or if they have them play one more down in this quarter. Now they will wind the clock, and that will run out the first quarter. 24-0, St. Pius in front. Maryville trying to move to 2-0 in the MEC, but facing an uphill climb right now. We'll take a break and be back with your second quarter on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882.
Starting the second quarter, Maryville on offense, trailing St. Pius 24-0. Under center, Walter turns, gives to Sadler View. View trying to follow Cannon Scarborough, stays on his feet, fighting forward, but a whole host of blue jerseys coming in, and this is going to stop Sadler View for no gain. As a good defensive line, a lot of size up front for St. Pius. And just not much doing that time for the Hounds running game.
And like Maryville, active linebackers that do a good job of reading the play, diagnosing where they need to be, filling holes, filling gaps. And so far, they've really shut down this rushing attack of the Maryville Spoofhounds. Gavin McAtee, 4 rushes, just 8 yards. Not the night that he was looking for.
Facing a 3rd down and 6. It is a double handoff. This one goes to Brody Shepard. Makes one man miss. Fights forward. He's going to get near the 28-yard line before he's brought down. Some nice moves that time by Shepard to evade a couple St. Pius defenders, but he falls 2 yards short.
Brody Shepard liked to see that acceleration. As soon as he got the ball, he really pushed it forward. But, again, we talked about that St. Pius defense doing a good job of tracking down ball carriers, limiting that rush opportunity and setting up another 4th down.
So Sadler View will punt this one away. 10:45 remaining in the first half. A 24-point St. Pius lead. Spoofhounds have turned it over a couple times already and one turnover on downs as View gets this one away. His 2nd punt of the night bounces at the 40-yard line. Big Maryville bounce inside the 30 and will be picked up right around the 28-yard line.
Great punt that time. Sadler View, again, did not play last week. Didn't end up needing him to play against Chillicothe. Gave him a week to kind of rest and heal. Great punt that time. Haven't found a lot of success running the ball, but kicking it, not so bad for Sadler View.
We are also tracking Northwest Missouri State volleyball, playing a non-conference matchup with Upper Iowa up in Fayette, Iowa this evening. It is 1-1 after a pair of sets. Northwest Missouri State won the 2nd set, 27-25. The Bearcats went 3-1 last week in Florida, and so 4-4 on the season, and they will start conference play and be at home next week.
Amy Worth building a nice volleyball team there for Northwest Missouri State.
8 straight winning seasons, longest streak in Northwest history. Bailey fakes the handoff, throws this one out left side. It is caught by Hutzler. He is wrapped up around the waist, brought down by Brett Long after he picks up 14.
Hutzler, just a big target, great hands, been that way for a couple of years, and I can't believe what that's going to look like in a couple of years down the road up at Northwest Missouri State when you've got a guy like Delton Davis on one side and Tommy Hutzler on another. You're going to have some great receivers out of the MEC Conference.
Pitch goes out to Charlie Ross, the 3rd. To the right side, it was strung out by Gus McCullough, and Jonah Long comes up to make a big hit on Ross. No gain on the play, but again, you like to see that tandem. The linebacker strings it out, and the defensive back lays a lick.
Yeah, Gus McCullough just able to go out and be Gus, which is a freight train coming down the tracks, and he strung that play out enough where you're seeing what you're seeing here is that Charles Ross likes to bounce it to the outside, and we're shutting that down.
They fake the give to Ross, rolling left. It is Bailey, throws back across his body. Can't be brought in. That one falls incomplete. Slipped through the hands of Vinny Ross. And we will see a 3rd and 10 on the way. So earlier this morning, every Friday morning, we have Coach Webb and a player come in. This week, he brought in that senior, Gus McCullough. We're talking to Gus a little bit, and he wears number 54. I said, Gus, what player do you look up to? What linebacker do you want to style your play after? Again, he's only a senior in high school, 17, 18 years old. Brian Urlacher of the Chicago Bears. You couldn't find a better guy, right?
How would he even know about Brian Urlacher? He had been retired for a long time. Just love to see him study the football game and know where his talents lie.
Bailey steps up, and he's brought down by McCullough in the backfield at the 35-yard line. A big loss on 3rd down and 10. And right on cue, the freight train comes up with a stop.
And I'm telling you, we talked about this last week. His brother, Tucker, a cross-country guy, had a great meet yesterday in Iowa. I'm not so sure. I talked to his dad last Saturday. If Gus or Tucker wins in a short-distance foot race to the dinner table, I got to believe Gus probably wins because he got the physicality, but he has been all over the field showing off that speed. And when he gets you in his sights, he's a sure tackler.
By all accounts, a very nice kid, but I feel like racing your brother to the dinner table, you throw some cheap elbows to make sure you win that.
And I wouldn't want to take one of his elbows.
Kapitanovich with the punt. This one, it is fumbled by Hageman. He muffed it around the 26-yard line, but hopped on top of it, and Maryville retains possession. So the defense, a big-time stop. The sack, they get the punt, and Maryville down 24-0, 8:42 to play in the first half.
And don't you feel like Maryville was due that break? That's a break that should have gone the way of Maryville. And, oh, Gus McCullough was rushing on the field like he was going to go in the ball game on offense. I was going to get kind of excited there.
The young man wants the football. Why not? Support for tonight's game comes from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installational projects, including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nw-av.com. The snap is bobbled in the backfield, falls to the ground. Maryville hops on top of it, and the Spoofhounds are going to lose a few to start this possession. A little miscommunication by Walter and Cannon Creason.
Yeah, here's my question. Was that a design snap to Creason, who was in motion, or was that going to be a quarterback handoff? It looked like it was going to Creason in motion.
It looked the way that was all going down. You are correct, but not sure. Either way, Maryville loses 3 on the play, a 2nd and 13, 8:10 to play in the half. Clock running, high snap brought down by Walter. He's going to roll to his left. Nothing there, cuts back right, and he gets outside to the numbers, to the 35-yard line, makes a stutter step, and finally driven out of bounds. The tackle that time made by Noah Gonzalez, but that gets the first down and then some.
Yeah, great play that time. Not much going to the left. You said high snap early. Got to remember, Brandon Wilmus not in the game, snapping the ball to Matthew Walter. He's on the sideline, so high snap. Matthew Walter improvised, thinks on his feet, rushes left, not much there. Window to the right, takes off, and uses those feet to pick up a first down.
Picks up 19. That almost looked like he wanted to give to Crease in the high snap, threw things off, and he took it and made something happen. 1st and 10 for Maryville. Back to pass this time, Walter, looking to his left, dumps this one off. McAtee pulls in the high pass. He is hit and dropped, a pickup of just 1 on first down.
So even when things look like they're going Maryville's way, this defense from St. Pius flexes its muscles, and on that completion limits the gain to about a half yard to bringing it back. I'm not sure. 1 yard? Going to go 1 yard on that one?
We'll say 1.
1 yard. All right. We'll take it. It's completion. Get a couple of those rolling. Get hot. Get back in this game.
Spoofhounds have it at their own 43-yard line. Savannah now up 21-0. Getting these updates from Jeff Stubblefield. Appreciate those coming in as it is week 4 of the high school football season. Matthew Walter to pass. Steps up. Now rolls to his right. Wrapped up and dropped for a big loss. The first man there, Maddox Chinoweth, comes up with the sack.
Yeah, a nifty move to get away from the initial pressure. Line just didn't hold up long enough for him to get his eyes downfield and scan for an open receiver. And Pius on him pretty quick. Big loss that time.
So Maryville now facing a 3rd down and 20. On their last 3rd down, they converted on it thanks to a 19-yard run by quarterback Matthew Walter.
Yeah, how about Matthew Walter? 2 rushes tonight, 30 yards. Pretty good average, but you don't want to rely on your quarterback to be your leading rusher.
Four receivers on the field. McAtee to the left of Walter in shotgun. They throw the wide receiver screen. Goes to Zarbono, and quickly blue jerseys all around him. Not much doing that time. He's brought down a gain of one on the screen.
Yep, not much doing. You said it perfectly. This defense is dialed in, locked in, and they are really hammering in on these Maryville offensive possessions. It's like they know what's coming, and they're there to kind of swoop it up.
And you talked about the playmakers in the defensive backfield, so you can throw the ball downfield, but you know that you've got a Ross or a Gonzalez or someone flying in for St. Pius, or the Spoofhounds trying to get that screen and get a man in space with a few blockers, but Pius rallies to the football. An official timeout on the field, 5:59 to play in the half. We will step aside. This is Maryville High School football.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Spoofhound Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
4th and 19 coming up for the Spoofhounds. Sadler View on to punt this one away. Back deep, that looks like Hutzler for St. Pius, standing at his own 39-yard line. Now he'll back up just a touch. Clock inside, 6 minutes to play in the first half. Maryville down by 24. The snap brought down and punted away by View. Backing up is Hutzler to his own 27. Brings it in, goes left, gets under one block. Angles out now to the numbers, to the sideline, and finally run out of bounds on the tackle that time. Xander Brown for Maryville. A good return out near midfield.
Score update. Past opponent, Chillicothe, hosting next week's opponent, Cameron. Chillicothe down 12-6 in Chillicothe. Cameron, one of those teams that we saw improve over the course of the year, played them at home, regular season, played them again in the playoffs. Take on Cameron next week at Cameron.
Cameron a little angry coming off a 59-8 loss to St. Pius last week. On 1st and 10 from their own 46-yard line, handoff up the middle. Casconi stays on his feet through a couple tacklers. Finally brought down by McCullough and, I believe, Tally around the Maryville 48-yard line. He'll pick up 6.
This offensive line for St. Pius, their first job is to establish himself at the first line, which is that D line. They're consistently getting downfield, and they're pushing our linebackers 5 and 10 yards down the field.
With a man in motion, they flip it to McPhee. A little jet sweep around the right side. Gets under one man. He finally brought down by Tally across the 40 near the 37-yard line. A nice pickup on the jet sweep.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and call it for the referees, who had a really a tough time to start the game. Gus McCullough got held that time. Pretty clearly, no penalty.
That springs them for an 11-yard gain and a first down. Casconi, he has cut down, hit in the shins that time by McCullough, then wrapped up by Jonah Long. A pickup of just one on first and 10 for Casconi.
And Gus just fires right back up, goes ahead, didn't get that penalty called last play. He fires off the ball and makes the play on that possession.
There's quite a bit of chirping going on the field right now, it looks like.
Yeah, I think there's some guys that have a lot of pride on the field. St. Pius, most often in a 20-some game span, has taken the bad end of the stick, and now they're putting it on us.
Noah McPhee gets the ball on the edge, makes a man miss, and gets down inside the 5-yard line. I mean, that was a nasty juke. Slip past Zarbono and a big-time gain inside the 5.
We always find one in every game, but that move by Noah McPhee, Matthew Tritton-esque, and he was able to put it on, step on the gas, and get down almost into the end zone, a couple yards short.
McPhee's second catch of the game. Check that third catch of the game with that jet sweep. He picks up 35, and quickly right after that, Casconi gets in for his third TD of the night.
Yeah, and the chirping continues, and there's a flag. That referee threw that about 25 feet in the air. That's going to be on Phoenix Phillips.
Thirty to nothing is the score. 4:10 to play in the first half. things a little dicey on the field between these two teams. You're right, that penalty was on Maryville, and it looks like they're going to assess it on the kickoff. So Kapitanovic on for another PAT. He's already kicked three extra points and one field goal tonight. So we're in North Kansas City, St. Pius the 10th High School, overlooking I-29. Just beyond us here at the press box at St. Pius. What's the name of the stadium, by the way, Philip?
So, number 7 for St. Pius is pretty good.
Stadium's Mr. Casconi.
Already named after him. This is Larry Casconi Field.
I doubt it's Larry, right?
It is Larry.
Unless
so
there's
gotta
a grandfather along
gotta
the way,
be a
right?
Grandfather, right?
Kapitanovic kicks the PAT, 31-0. We'll take a break. Maryville trailing in this one. This is Spoofhound Football on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
All St. Pius so far in this one in the second quarter. 4:10 remaining in the half. It is St. Pius 31, Maryville nothing. With Philip Porin, I am Matt Trent. Caroline Porin, our sideline reporter. We'll hear more from Caroline coming up at halftime during our Chatting with Caroline segment. As Kapitanovic comes up to boot this one away, instead it is an onside kick. The ball was moved forward to the 45-yard line of St. Pius, or excuse me, of Maryville, after the personal foul penalty that happened at the end of the play after the touchdown. So they got it moved for the onside kick. It bounces off of Maryville out of bounds, and the Spoofhounds will start this drive around their own 22.
Yeah, the coaches down on the sideline did a good job during that timeout to kind of regroup the players and help them understand the importance of keeping their head in the ball game. No more penalties for unsportsmanlike. Don't need to push and shove. It's a long ball game and a long season. Don't do anything to jeopardize yourself or your team.
Both teams coming into this one 2-1 overall and 1-0 in conference play. As the misdirection goes to Sadler View, cuts this one up the right hash. A nice pickup there on first down. He'll get 5 as the clock ticks down on 4 minutes to play in the half. Has the best run of the night so far for Sadler. Only 3 carries. He's got 7 yards. This is a very good St. Pius defense.
Sadler View, the junior, following sophomore Mace McKim on that run play. A gain of 5. Best run by someone not named Matthew Walter so far tonight.
Back under center, it is Walter. Behind him, McAtee going in motion view. They give it up the middle. Check that. That was Luke Allen actually taking that handoff up the middle. And he will get near the 30-yard line where he's brought down.
So that's Luke Allen's first carry of the ball game. Can you kind of see that Maryville is going to distribute that ball around a couple of different guys and try to keep some people fresh?
Allen picks up 4, a 3rd down and 1 on the way, a timeout on the field. Let's bring back in Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter, with us.
Tonight our student section has actually traveled very well, as you guys can see. I'm not sure if they would, because I did talk to a lot of fellow students this week, and a lot of them just said they wouldn't be traveling. They have homework, they have essays to write, stuff like that. But we do have a very good section tonight, and the theme is Country versus Country Club.
Country versus Country Club.
I like it. That fits some of the themes that you were pulling into the game earlier. What would we be? Which one of us is country and which one's country club?
That's a great question. You both have on polos, so...
Matching polos, to be precise.
That's true.
Yeah,
I should have
worn my black shorts.
I know. I thought maybe you would. I thought we were there.
Fitting into the country club vibe tonight.
You're categorizing both of us country club.
I would have to say, yeah.
All right. Very good. What time's tea time tomorrow, Matt?
time do we tee off on the golf course?
I feel like you're going to be pretty busy down in Joplin. And then pretty busy down in Joplin. Northwest Missouri State football kicking off at 2 o'clock against Missouri Southern. And you've got some cross country to watch.
Yeah, 9:05 runtime for Catherine Porin and the Lady Spoofhounds. Boys run a little bit later in the day. That's historically a pretty good race, the Missouri Southern Stampede. And looking forward to that tomorrow in Joplin. And hopefully I get to see you maybe later that morning.
You might. A loss of two on third down and one. The handoff up the middle to McAtee. He is stuffed. Ross getting in on that tackle. And a timeout. St. Pius trying to stop this clock with 3:26 remaining in the half and a fourth and three on the way.
So what do you guys have planned tomorrow to do together, huh? Coffee shops?
Well, coffee shops would be great on the list. There's probably some good ones in Joplin. My plan is to watch the girls race at 9:05, and then Matt and John Coffee, the voices of the Bearcat Radio Network, they like to get up early in the morning and get to their location pretty early. So tomorrow's kick time is 1 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
1 o'clock pregame.
But I don't think it's out of the question that we couldn't cross paths in Joplin. And, Matt, I'd be happy to buy you a cup of coffee.
I have to do that. If not, we'll have a road trip at some point where I'm sure we will stop for
coffee. Cameron's next week. So.
See, here's the issue, though, too. It's supposed to be like 95 in Joplin. It's too hot for coffee.
No, sirree. There's never a time when it's too hot for coffee.
Next week, it sounds like you guys will have a coffee shop to look forward to, though.
Yep.
Classic.
Kingdom Coffee and Cameron. I think that's where we'll go.
No free shout-outs. 3:23 remaining in the half. The punt here by View. Maryville facing a fourth and three. They get rid of this one. It is Hutzler coming down with the fair catch at the 35-yard line of St. Pius. And so we will see the Warriors take over. 3:16 remaining here in this second quarter. Head coach Anthony Simone for St. Pius using a couple timeouts late here in this first half, trying to tack on one more TD.
And St. Pius will receive the kick to start the third quarter.
Today's game is brought to you by the St. Joseph Sports Commission. Counting down to the St. Joseph Marathon September 28th, featuring a course with five different distances to choose from, including marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, or a relay. For additional information or to sign up, stjomosports.com. St. Pius from their own 35-yard line. Bailey fakes the give, now looking left, wanted to throw this one deep down the middle of the field, looking for McPhee, can't bring that one in through his hands at the 20. Bailey wanting it all on that first play. It falls incomplete.
Boy, what a pretty pass. That time able to, again, set his feet, had a little bit of time, launch the field, watch the ball down the field, but McPhee not able to get underneath that. We saw that same thing happen for Maryville early in the ball game, fourth and two. Matthew Walters went deep to Cole Zarbano, and again, just out of reach of Cole Zarbano. Again, that was early in the ball game. So two quarterbacks who can fling it down the field.
Second and 10, Bailey to pass again, looking left, throw this one on the sideline, through the hands of McPhee, and he is drilled by Talley, an incomplete pass. Talley helps McPhee up, but boy, what a lick laid by the Maryville linebacker.
Talley has come on in the last couple of weeks. Those long arms and that frame, he just launched every bit into it, into McPhee. And McPhee, boy, he really absorbed a big one there. But what I'd like to see there at the end, Talley extending in hand, helping McPhee up off the turf.
Big hit, a clean hit. You mentioned Talley coming on strong. He had an interception last week in that win over Chillicothe. Back to pass, it is Bailey. Bailey now rolling to his left, looking down the field, wants to take off and run on third and 10, keeps it, has the first down and more. Across the 50, slides down at the 41-yard line. They're going to spot him back near the 43. There is a Maryville player back down across the field at the other 45.
Yeah, Jonah Long, hopefully just a cramp. But, boy, I'm impressed by Bailey as a running quarterback becoming that dual threat. And just when you think there's an issue for the offense here with St. Pius, Bailey just puts it on his shoulders and just uses his legs, picks up a big first down and big chunk yards. And as you mentioned, Coach Simone utilizing that clock and utilizing his timeouts to try to get one more score on the clock with 2:53 left in the half.
To the Maryville 43-yard line, a pickup of 22 for St. Pius. As the St. Pius trainers, it was on that side of the field. They were checking on that spoofhound, so they come out and they're going to stretch him out. It does look like just cramping up here on a hot, muggy night in Kansas City.
Matt, you were talking a little bit about the St. Joe Marathon next weekend. Do you know anybody that's competing in that?
That's Jonah Long, by the way, getting up to walk off the field under his own power. So getting him stretched out. Hopefully Jonah's okay there. Shout out to my brother and sister-in-law, Brandon Tritton and Courtney Tritton, both running the half marathon next weekend.
Excellent. Is Matthew Tritton running the half marathon?
Have to wait and see.
I just want to let Corby know, because maybe about mile 7 he's going to have to come and get a cramp on you all fixed out.
I just want to say thank you for thinking I would make it to mile 7.
I've run with you before. You're getting a little bit faster. I'd say you make to mile 8, no doubt.
Does it feel like he's slamming me right there?
With the advances
I've run with you, you're getting faster.
Hydration, I can see you. You'll be
fine.
It was
a very like kind of backhanded kind of.
Well, you are running it, and I'm not.
I mean, you're
so
getting faster. How could you get slower? Slow already. First and 10 after the 22-yard pickup. The fake handoff to Cascone. Deep down the right sideline looking for Hutzler. Two men there. He brings it in over the top of two hounds, and they say he was out of bounds. Hutzler gives a glance at the St. Pius student section. We don't have a great angle. I honestly thought he got at least 1 foot down. That was nearly an amazing catch by Tommy Hutzler.
Yeah, the coach is on the Spoofound sideline. So the Spoofounds are actually where you might think the home side would be, and St. Pius was over where the sun was setting. So anyway, we got a good view of our coaches. We're close to them, and some of the coaches' mixed reactions there. I think might have been a coach or two that would have bought that being a completed pass.
2:32 to play in the half. Screen pass goes to McPhee. Takes it up that right hash. He gets past one man, and he is gone. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. McPhee with the wheels, and he makes this one 37-0 in favor of the Warriors.
So missed out on a big play to Hutzler. Might have toe-tapped the sideline, called incomplete. Set up a nice little receiver screen that time to Noah McPhee, a guy that's a weapon. Really come on in the last couple of weeks. We mentioned last week versus Cameron, a kickoff return for a touchdown. And, boy, the boy's got some wheels. Get him in the open field with the ball, and he's gone.
2:16 to play in the first half as Coach Simone used his timeouts to get Bailey out there and throw a few passes. It's 37-0 in favor of St. Pius. Kapitanovic on for the PAT. Kicks this one into the pavilion they've got there in that end zone on our far right side. It is good. 38-0. St. Pius in front. 2:16 to play in the first half. We'll step aside. Back with more on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
2:16 to play in the first half, 38-0, St. Pius on top of Maryville. Kapitanovic to kick this one away. Zarbano, Shepard, and Creason, the three back deep for the Spoofhounds. As Pius trying to get set for this kickoff, quick discussion up and down their line of gunners, and now they're going to boot this one away deep down that right side. It is returned by Zarbano off the right hash. Angles middle of the field. Bounces off one man. Spins. Stays on his feet across the 20. And he is going to be brought down near the 22-yard line with 2:08 to play in the first half.
A lot of hitting that time. Towels are flying. Bodies flying. No give up in these Spoofhounds. They're ready to break a big play, but down 38-0. 2 minutes left in the ball game. Do you try to push the ball down the field, or do you try to burn this clock? Coach Simone used those timeouts, try to get himself another score. They do get the ball to start the second half, the third quarter. So, Maryville, do you just kind of milk this clock and see what you can do in the second half?
Pitch to view going left side, bounces off one man, stays on his feet, up the left hash, angles to the numbers across the 40, finally wrapped up, brought down at the 43-yard line. A pickup of 22 by Sadler View, and he caught that pitch. There were three blue jerseys. I thought for sure that was a loss. Cut up field. bounced off one man, and a big pickup that time for the junior.
And we mentioned these dogs will fight. They're backed into a corner. Time to show that fight. Sadler View with a huge first down run, 22 yards on that carry. That's a great way to start this drive.
Once again, is on the ground, this time to Creason. Creason gets outside, breaks one tackle across the 45, shoved out of bounds at the 47, a four-yard pickup for Cannon Creason, and that will stop the clock at 135.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. Stop the clock, pick up positive yards, back-to-back positive plays. Haven't seen that much so far tonight because this defense from St. Pius has played that well. Big run by Sadler View, followed up with a nice run that time by Cannon Creason. So put Maryville in a decent spot here on second down and keep that ball matriculating down the field. Heard that somewhere.
Oh, Hank Stram. I formation behind Walter. It is the fullback dive going up the middle for McAtee, and he will lose one on second down.
Yeah, McAtee just finding a whole lot of blue as soon as he gets the ball. Tough night for Gavin McAtee toting the rock so far. St. Pius just all over Gavin McAtee in that rushing attack, but Maryville, trying to bounce it outside, has found a little bit more success so far.
Coming up on 1 minute to play in the half, back under center, Walter. Maryville trailing by 38. Turns, fakes the give, looking downfield, steps up, the rush is there, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield. Jimmel Holman, the first one back there, also joined by K.J. Murray, the second. That'll make a 4th and 13 on the way, and St. Pius will burn their last timeout, 52 seconds remaining in the half.
Think about St. Pius, too. When you look at their roster, it's littered with guys that are sophomores and juniors. Now, we've talked about Larry Casconi, talked about this field. No, it's not named after him, probably after a grandparent, if we're just being honest, because this is Larry Casconi Field. But he's one of the few guys that actually graduates next year that we have been talking about so many years, he and Hutzler, but a lot of youth still on this football team and guys that are able to make big plays, just like that last play, defensive lineman Jamil Holman, just a sophomore.
Called his name quite a bit last year in their two meetings. We talk about the position players, the skill guys, they're very good. You probably should give more credit to the big guys up front, like the Holmans, like the Gouts, the Chinowiths of the St. Pius football team. They're awfully talented up front. 52 seconds remaining in the first half. St. Pius burned a timeout to get the football back. High snap to View. Who wants to punt this one away? Through his hands, picks it up at the 20. Takes a few seconds off the clock. There was no rush. Getting back to block for the punt was St. Pius. The ball bounces at the 25, rolls inside the 15, down to the 10, to the 9, and it is picked up there for Maryville.
And way across the field, Cole Zarbano and flags some more. Cole Zarbano needs to watch himself, or he's going to be watching the rest of this football game from the sidelines.
He might have a few words for the coaching staff for St. Pius, up by 38, burning timeouts with a minute left to go in the first half.
Yeah, and he's trying to tell the coaches, I didn't do it. But, you know, some of the things that probably go through a young man's head, especially when playing St. Pius, you got to keep those things private and not publicly say all those different things that you want to say, as Cole Zarbano was probably letting him have it on that sideline just a little bit.
He comes off the field. Matt Webb, the head coach for the Spoofhounds, has a discussion with his senior Zarbano. And they're going to whistle a face mask on this play. We believe on Maryville, so we will see as they end up stepping this off. The ball rolled all the way to the 10-yard line. A good punt for View, even though the snap went over his head. He scooped it up. There was no rush, so he took his time and got a good boot away.
So the referees, that play, this field, set up similar to how we've got the Hound Pound, where their big scoreboard is across the way on the 50-yard line. And St. Pius is underneath that scoreboard. That flag came from about 5 to 10 yards off the field, away from the field of play. That's where Cole Zarbano was, and I'm not sure what that skirmish was all about, but they got on it pretty quick.
38 seconds left in the half as St. Pius takes over. Maryville needs a tackle inbounds and get that clock moving. Out of the shotgun, they'll send Roderman in motion right to left. And they will fake the give to Casconi. Rolling left, it is Bailey. He gets it on the sideline to McPhee. out of bounds across the 40-yard line to the 41. And a good pickup of 16 for St. Pius. As more whistles. We'll see what this is. St. Pius is out of timeouts. The ball's down to the 41. It is a first and 10. 29 seconds remaining in this first half.
The referees are... If Maryville's struggling offensively, the referees are struggling about as much here tonight. We saw that on the first or second play from scrimmage. And now I'm not sure they're trying to figure some things out.
Well, during that last play, the scoreboard, which is supposed to have clock, time, score, yep, everything up there, they left it blank with advertisements and didn't actually have the time up there. So the officials couldn't look up there and say, is the clock running? Is it not? Are we where we're supposed to be? And Coach Webb saying, what are we doing here?
And let me ask you this question, Matt. Again, you've got great eyes. Where do I look on that clock to see where anybody's got a timeout left? Has it been up there the whole time? I haven't seen that once.
Not up there, nope.
I mean, I'm trying to do my best to be a color commentator and tell the people what they need to know, but I can't even tell on this scoreboard if anybody's got a timeout left.
Well, if it makes it feel any better, when Northwest played at Nebraska Kearney, I looked at the wrong side to see how many timeouts Northwest had in the end of the first half. So, you know, sometimes it's up there. Sometimes you look at the wrong side.
Did you go Chris Webber? Can you get teed up calling timeout in high school football when you
don't
have any?
Not on radio.
Okay.
No. Back to pass is Bailey on first and 10. Throws this one across the middle. Caught by Roderman near midfield. He's going to be brought down at the 50. It is going to be about a pickup of 9, so the clock is still moving. Bailey under center now. He's going to spike this one as Phoenix Phillips trying to get a quick rush. Flags come in as he knocked the offensive lineman to the ground, then maybe got a late shot in there. The flag came out as they went to the ground. It's not like Phillips is going to say, we're sure you're not going to fake the spike and pull a Dan Marino throw to the end zone, so why can't he go full bore on that play?
Yeah, I don't think he left early. They can't.
No,
him offside.
He timed it.
77 for St. Pius. Ben Perlick, I think he took a little bit of offense to the aggressiveness of Phoenix Phillips, and not sure which way this is going to go.
Ooh, it's a false start on St. Pius.
Okay, we'll take it. Back him up just a little bit.
And they are looking at the Maryville sideline saying they are going to wind the clock. And St. Pius can't stop it down to 9 seconds. They're trying to quickly get onto the ball. Hutzler's taking his time getting lined up.
Yeah.
And now the officials are going to blow it dead. The ball's the 45. The snap goes back to Bailey. He throws it into the ground. And all sorts of confusion, as you mentioned it a moment ago. The officials are having a time.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the officials are struggling just a little bit. Started early in the ball game, and St. Pius are getting all over old number 77, who was kind of in a squirmish that time right before the snap with Phoenix Phillips, and his own teammates really letting him have it, but they have lost their composure here this last 10 or so seconds.
They put 5 seconds on the clock. Now they wind it down to 3. Back to pass is Bailey as he takes the snap. Getting rushed. Shakes off one tackle. He's going to take off and run to midfield. Falls down across to the 45-yard line. A pickup of 10. But time runs out on the first half. 38-0. St. Pius off and rolling in this one. Both teams coming in at 2-1 and 1-0 in conference play, but so far this one has been all Warriors. 38-0 is the lead for St. Pius over Maryville at halftime. Now, of course, we're here for Spoofound Football in Kansas City tonight. A whole lot of fall sports going on throughout Spoofound Nation. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll be joined by our sideline reporter, Caroline Porin, for our Chat with Caroline segment. That's coming up after this break right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Hello. Hello, and welcome back to this week's Chatting with Caroline. I'm here this week with senior Briley Hingler, who plays softball. She plays shortstop, and their coach is Coach Briley Kemper, and this is her first year as head coach. So, Briley, I have to know, what is your favorite part of softball?
I would say my favorite part is that there's always room for improvement. I enjoy knowing that, like, I can always either get better defensively or offensively.
Yeah, cool. So I know you lost a senior Ella Schulte last year and Elia Farmer, and they graduated. Ella was a big, big asset on that team last year. So even though you've lost some of those players from last season, what's the team looking like this year? You know, who are the seniors this year? Do you have some underclassmen?
I would say right now, currently we have six seniors, and I feel like a lot of us hold varsity positions, and we just really, like, kind of keep the team together. So I would say that's me, Alyssa Cunningham, and then we have Annie Sparks, Emma Sprague, Emily Davis, and Emma Ailey. And then other than that, I think we have a couple juniors, but I would say our team's pretty young. I think moving forward, it's definitely going to be building up the younger girls and having them, like, fill in the spots that the older girls won't be there for.
For sure. So do you have any individual goals you have this up for this season?
I really focused on keeping my batting average pretty high this year. I definitely want to just, like, keep my errors defensively as a minimum, too. I just want to make sure I, like, hopefully get, like, an all-conference or, like, something along those lines towards the end.
Super cool. And then I also have to ask, what are some team goals you guys have this year?
We really want to place in a tournament. We got third during the Plattsburgh tournament, but I think we have a Stanbury tournament this weekend that we're wanting to work towards and hopefully place pretty high in that. And then we also want to win a certain amount of conference games, and we've been working hard on that, too.
Yeah. So let's go back to those seniors. So you guys have six seniors this year. What's it going to look like next year? Is there a lot of juniors going to be moving up? How's that going to look?
I think we're going to have about four varsity spots that are going to be open, and I think that's going to be difficult for them to fill. I believe that, like, we have the people to fill them. I think it's just going to be a bit of a learning curve for them to really step up. And, like, because I feel like our seniors are also very vocal this year, so I think the younger girls being vocal, too, will be a hard part.
Yeah. And have you played softball all 4 years of high school?
Yes.
Okay. And I know this year you're also doing cheer.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that. How's that going?
I really enjoy it, personally. I think it was something new, and I've always been interested in it, but it was just, like, the actually going out and doing it. And so I really do enjoy that part, and it's kind of difficult managing both, but, like, the more I can be involved in it, the better it is. And I think I'm definitely, like, looking into it more in college, too.
Super cool. So what are your plans after high school?
I personally want to attend UCM as it is right now, and then I am really interested in healthcare, but specifically radiology, so that's what I'm interested in currently.
Super cool. So in college, would you want to pursue softball or cheer? Are you looking into that?
Right now, I'm more looking at the cheer side of it just because I feel like I've done softball longer. And, like, honestly, like, yes, I do enjoy softball, but at the same time, it'd be, like, cool to do something different for college.
So,
let's wrap this up and just tell us about the games you have this weekend. I know you guys have a big tournament and then senior night next week.
We do have a Stanberry tournament where we're playing Albany and then Northeast Nottoway and Stanberry. And we usually do pretty good in that, so I'm excited for that. Then we play Chillicothe on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a home game, which is Teacher Appreciation Night. And that's something new for us, so definitely come out and see that. And then Thursday, we do have Senior Night, and we do have six seniors, so it'd be really nice if we could fill the stands for that.
Yeah, and come out and support your Maryville Spoofhound softball players on their new turf field. Super nice facility, and the team is just really looking forward to it. So, Briley, thank you. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Tonight's Chatting with Caroline is brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, supervigilance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. Let's jump right into our Spoofhound Roundup. Football next week at Cameron. Softball. Coach Kemper and the Softball Hounds have picked up a 5-4 win versus Platte Valley at home on Monday. Tuesday afternoon, they hosted Savannah but fell 3-9 in that game, and yesterday traveled to St. Joe to face off versus Benton in a tough 3-4 loss. For Spoofhound Cross Country, it is a busy 3 weeks, starting with last Saturday's meet in Raymore, Missouri. Congratulations to Bradley Deering, a first-place winner, and now he broke his own school record with a time of 16:12:60. Meanwhile, Nia Davis and Catherine Porin finished in the top 10 of their division. Tomorrow is the Missouri Southern Stampede in Joplin, typically a huge race with fast times. On September 28th, the team visits Gans Creek in Columbia, which is also the site of the state championship. Tennis hit the courts on Wednesday and Thursday. Both events were held in St. Joe. Your Tennis Hounds came home with a 9-0 victory over Lafayette yesterday afternoon. Spoofhound Volleyball picked up a W on Monday in a visit to Tarkio. They won the match 3-0. They followed that performance by picking up another win in Excelsior Springs, this time a 3-1 victory. Last night, there was a volleyball game in the MHS gym against Lafayette. That match was won 3-0. Our girls' golf team was at Richmond on Wednesday. Coach Ricks led the Lady Hound golfers at Lafayette and St. Joseph yesterday. Stay tuned because this week's Forum Athlete of the Week represents the Lady Spoofhound golfers. Coach Steckline and the Soccer Hounds rolled Chillicothe 8-0 on Tuesday. For the boys, it was a victory, number one on their new turf. I'd say they protected it pretty well. Their next match is against Savannah on October 25th, again at home. Come out and cheer on your Spoofhound soccer team. This week's Athlete of the Week, Elena Pargas for golf. Congratulations to Elena Pargas, Spoofhound golfer. You are the Athlete of the Week. Elena, a junior, won the Maryville Best Ball Tournament at Mazingo Lake. She's off to a hot start this season, and good luck the rest of the way. This week's Athlete of the Week nominees are Alyssa Cunningham for softball. She scored a walk-off run in their 5-4 win over Platte Valley. Bradley Deering for cross country, who broke the school record at the Raypec Invitational last Saturday. And Cooper Lynn for soccer, who scored the first goal on the new turf at the Hound Pound in an 8-0 win over Chillicothe. And that is your Spoofhound Roundup.
Caroline Porin, the best in the business, joining us. Caroline is senior at Maryville High School, also our sideline reporter here on KXCV, KRNW's broadcast of Maryville High School football. The Hounds are down at halftime, 38-0 is our score. We'll step aside and come back with your halftime stats. You're listening to Maryville High School football.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
We are in Kansas City for tonight's MEC battle, and fortunately, to this point, it is all St. Pius. 38-0, Warriors are leading the Maryville Spoofhounds. Philip Porn, take us through some of our halftime stats for these Maryville Spoofhounds.
So typically, I've got the job of letting you know how the Spoofhounds are progressing through the stat book, and so far tonight, not a lot to talk about. Total yards, 77, two of those passing, 75 rushing, and leading the way actually on your rushing yards is your quarterback Matthew Walter. Two carries, 30 yards, a couple big ones, a 19 and 11, and then following him is Sadler View. Sadler View has four carries, 29 yards, his long so far tonight of 22. Gavin McAtee coming off back-to-back 100 rushing yard games. So far held in check, six carries, 5 yards. And then when you look at our passing attack, it just has been thwarted by this defensive backfield of St. Pius, where they have picked off Matthew Walter twice and two completions for 2 yards. Again, not the kind of night that Maryville was looking for statistically. You go into the locker room at halftime, you've got to get regrouped, you've got to play within yourself, and you start doing things to set yourself up in a positive way for the weeks to come.
Now we flip the script and we take a look at St. Pius and the halftime stats for the Warriors, and obviously up 38-0, they're doing a lot of things right. They've turned Maryville over a couple times, you mentioned. But then offensively, we see Hudson Bailey 9 for 14 passing, 160 yards, one touchdown pass, no interceptions. That one touchdown pass went to Noah McPhee. That was a 43-yarder. McPhee, the leading receiver so far tonight. 5 catches for 113 yards. Charles Ross, the third, caught a pass for 7 yards. Jackson Roderman caught 1 for 17. Tommy Hutzler has caught, he's caught a couple, actually. I forgot to mark that down. He got a 54-yard touchdown and also a 14-yarder on top of that. So Hutzler's had himself quite a night as well. Rushing-wise, it is Larry Casconi, 11 carries for 54 yards so far. Hudson Bailey, 4 carries for 44 yards. Charles Ross III, he's picked it up 3 times, negative 1 yard. So Ross has been trying to bounce him outside. Maryville has really been on him in a hurry. But it's Casconi, the bruiser up the middle, and he's had those chances. He has made Maryville pay. And so it's been a tough one tonight for Maryville defensively, trying to slow down an attack that really they can beat you through the air. They can do it on the ground.
Yeah, we've seen St. Pius with a good offensive game plan, their defense playing well. We've talked a little bit about our referees having kind of a rough night tonight. Of course, they're not the sole reason we're down 38-0. St. Pius has played a really, really good football game. They've got athletes everywhere. At halftime, they recognized their state wrestling champs from last year. A lot of those guys are wearing blue uniforms tonight as a football player, so some dual sport athletes that can get the job done on the field and in the wrestling ring as well. So St. Pius, really, we talked about early, building themselves a nice program. They've got some facilities that are top-notch comparative to those at the Hound Pound, but it is not a friendly confine here this evening for the Maryville Spoofhounds. Looking ahead, next week we get to travel to Cameron. They're in a dogfight right now in Chillicothe. Cameron 12, Chillicothe 14. We'll keep an eye on that one. And also want to let you know there's some exciting football that's happening in the eight-man world. But right now, a battle of the valleys, if you will, and getting a little bit of information from a valley girl herself. Got a reporter out there, Sarah Peterson, and she has indicated that Platte Valley is down to Nottoway Valley here tonight. We'll try to get that score for you. I think 42-14. Yeah, Platte Valley losing to Nottoway Valley 42-14. So hard night for the Spoofhounds, hard night for Platte Valley, and we got a second half football just about to kick off.
Elsewhere in the MEC tonight, it is Savannah and Lafayette battling. It is Savannah on top 24-0 at halftime of that one. So one that we'll kind of keep an eye on as we go throughout the evening. And also we'll see Cameron coming up next week. Score update for the Hornets. I guess Chillicothe Hornets and Cameron Dragons.
Yeah, I think they're at halftime. So 12-14, and I think that game is in Chillicothe. So team we played last week, team we'll play next week. Sandwiched in there, we're down here in North Kansas City at Larry Casconi Field, and right now the Warriors all over the Hounds.
We had an update earlier on Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. They dropped their first set up in Fayette, Iowa, taking on Upper Iowa, the host school of a little classic going on this weekend before Northwest dives in conference matchups next week. The Bearcats drop the first set, then come back out. They win second set 27-25, the third set 25-16, and the fourth set 28-16 to take down Upper Iowa this evening. 15 blocks and 11 kills tonight for Abby Brunson. She is having herself a heck of a start to her senior season. A lot of volleyball left to be played. We've seen a few more All-Americans under head coach Amy Worth, and very early, but Abby Brunson feels like she's going to put herself in the mix for first-team All-MIAA, potential All-American there for Northwest. But the Bearcats have won three straight, and they have five wins in the last six matches. They'll see Winona State coming up tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Also, Mark Rosewell's Bearcat women's tennis team. They won 10 of 11 matches, singles and doubles today. This is the first day of the ITA Central Regional in Edmond, Oklahoma. So good start for Northwest Missouri State there. Men's cross country also getting a win at the Roy Griak Invitational this afternoon as well. That one up in the Minneapolis area. So the Bearcat men started things off a couple weeks ago in the Platte River Rumble. A lot of their top guys didn't run in that, but quite a few guys did, though, that a little bit maybe further down on the depth chart. The big boys ran tonight, and they were rolling up in Minnesota.
Yeah, a lot of good things going on with Northwest Missouri State Athletics last week. On Saturday night, the big night game, the first night game in Bearcat Stadium since, and I think you had a stat on that. There's been one other non-playoff night game, but it was called Rickenbrough Stadium, I think, is what John Coffey was telling us. So that was a big win for Northwest. Turn the tables a little bit. An unranked team, Northwest, taking down a ranked team in Fort Hays State. Tomorrow they're down in Joplin. I hope we get to cross paths down there. Got some listeners down in Joplin, that cross-country team. They're paying attention to this football game. So shout out to the cross-country team. Get to bed because you got to get up early tomorrow, and you got to run a 5K. On a fast course, so be ready, be prepared. Good luck to them. And a lot of good things going on in Northwest Missouri.
At halftime here of our high school football game this evening, it is St. Pius 38, Maryville nothing. The Spoofhounds, tough first half, trying to find a way to bounce back here in the third quarter. We will take a break and be back with that third quarter here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
We are in Kansas City for tonight's high school football matchup. Maryville taking on St. Pius. This one started off with the Warriors jumping all over Maryville. It was an early interception for Charlie Ross. Also, Noah Gonzalez came away with one. They turned those turnovers into points, and very quickly it was St. Pius up 24-0 at the end of the first quarter. With Philip Porn, I am Matt Trent. Thanks for joining us here on KXCV KRNW. Caroline Porn is our sideline reporter. Jessica Petticourt is taking care of things back for us in the Maryville studios. The running clock to start off this third quarter. Maryville trying to establish something, but of course it is St. Pius getting the ball to start this third quarter. You referenced it a little bit earlier. There were a lot of beatdowns the other way as this series went, and then of course St. Pius found a way to really grow this program, whether it was just really good coaching or bringing in players from other areas. They found a way to turn things around here, and now it feels like maybe they're trying to serve Maryville up a little bit of their own medicine.
So 18-4, all-time record, back to 2014. Those are some lean years for St. Pius, and some of those scores were extremely lopsided, 36-0, 45-7, 56-0, 62-6. And to think that this St. Pius team of now doesn't have that somewhere in their locker room during Maryville week, and you kind of called it when you made a phone call down here to Pius and you had a chance to talk to their athletic director, Vince Armilio, and some of the communication you got back indicated that there was some excitement around the fact that this was Maryville week, all in caps, Maryville all in caps week. This is a big week for St. Pius, and they're showing it on the scoreboard what this week means to them, 38-0, and I don't anticipate that they're going to let off the gas. So Maryville's got to continue to play some hard-nosed football, continue to dig in just a little bit. Matt, on the way down, I told you I had a bit of a stat where I thought maybe we'd get an in. And I do feel like we've got an in because this press box here is awfully nice. Good digs here at St. Pius, putting us up in a good spot. But AD Vince Armilio, not sure if you knew this, but he's got an educational specialist degree from Northwest Missouri State. So secretly, I think he's rooting for us a little bit.
Got us all squared away. I think he'll root for the Bearcats tomorrow.
He'll definitely root for the Bearcats tomorrow. But you know, he had to enjoy his time in Maryville, even if it was just coming up for a couple-hour class to get that ed specialist. So former Pius baseball assistant coach, Vince Armilio, taking care of us here tonight down in North Kansas City in what is a great facility for football. And if only the 11 players on the field were as accommodating, as welcoming as their AD has been to us. But they are putting the accelerator down.
Now, I did say that St. Pius serving up Maryville kind of a similar taste of their own medicine, what they got for many years. A lot of that's just Maryville fielding a team that you put in the second string and the third string, and you're calling off the dogs, but you're still putting up a lot of points, right? And so things are a little bit different with the private school here in North Kansas City, that they've built things up, and they've got a lot of Division I, Division II, and some very good NAIA football recruits on the field year in and year out. And so, yeah, maybe things are a little bit lopsided in that way, especially when you think about them being Class 5. But as you mentioned with Mr. Armilio, the athletic director, and really everyone here, the hospitality has been fantastic. Now, you're right, things are chippy on the field. These two teams don't like each other very much. But we questioned walking in green shirts what it might be like, but everybody has actually been extremely nice since we walked in.
Yeah, the excitement level was high for these fans. I think they kind of know what they're brewing up here in North Kansas City with this Pius football team. Again, a Class 5 school, so we see them tonight. We don't see them again throughout the course of the year. And hopefully that benefits us greatly down the road as we hope to make a deep playoff run.
Noah Bellamy with a little pooch kick. This one is going to be received by one of the upbacks, Noah Gonzalez. Maryville keeping the football away from Tommy Hutzler and Charles Ross III intentionally and allowing Gonzalez to get a short return, but he brings it out to their own 41-yard line.
Gonzalez with a big night already. He's picked off a pass of Matthew Walter, and that time getting the hand on the ball for the first play of the third quarter. You know he would have liked to make a lot out of that, and Hutzler's back there encouraging him on. That's how you build that culture. You get some good players that can coach on your young fellas.
So we will see Hudson Bailey out of the pistol formation. Larry Casconi behind him. Jackson Roderman, the tight end, lined up at wing back just off the left side of the formation. The handoff will go to Casconi going left. He's got a full host of blockers leading the way for him. He'll pick up five on first down.
Casconi, he is going to continue to be a driving force for this St. Pius offense. You mentioned it. We've talked about it a couple of times. It just seems like when Casconi gets the football, he's looking to go right off that center guard, right up the middle as much as possible. You bring a guy like Ross into the ball game, and he's been more interested in bouncing it outside. Casconi with more success here running the football tonight.
He had Ben Perlick, the offensive lineman, leading the way for him that time. Another handoff goes to Casconi, puts his left foot in the ground, cuts up field. He's going to pick up about two. We'll see a third down and two on the way for St. Pius. First possession of this third quarter.
So immediately gut check time for the Spoof Hounds. Third and a couple yards. If you could keep St. Pius from driving for a first down here, keep them off the field, get your offense back on there, that'd be a big win for this Maryville defense to put their offense on the field to start the third quarter.
The offense glances over at the far sideline. Now Bailey takes the snap, fakes the give, trying to get this one outside left. He is hit just before the sticks, driven out of bounds by Brody Shepard. We'll see where they spot it. I think he was about a foot short. A great hit put on that time by Shepard.
Yeah, they're calling it fourth down. Super gut check time. If that was gut check on third and two, this is gut check now on fourth. And they're even calling it 2 feet. That is one accurate down marker right there.
They fake the handoff to Casconi to the right. That got a couple Spoof Hounds to bite. Shepard made the good tackle. Fourth down and very short. Goes back to Bailey. He'll hand off to Casconi. Breaks out right side across the 40. First down and a lot more down the right sideline. Finally brought down by Shepard near the 16-yard line. A big pickup that time for St. Pius.
Shepard on the previous play made a picture-perfect tackle. That's going to be one they look back on film, and they can teach young fellas how to tackle. Brody Shepard, huge tackle on third down. Luckily, able to chase down Larry Casconi on a big gain that time, using the wheels to get him from behind, prevent a touchdown.
Picks up 35 as St. Pius back on the ball. Again, out of the pistol, Charlie Ross the third, the deep back, fake the handoff, the quick slant goes to McPhee. He makes the catch and brought down inside the 5 yard line. Zarbano on the coverage that time.
Yeah, McPhee, that's the second time they've run that inside slant for him, and that is a pass that Hudson Bailey throws picture perfect. And that time, Zarbano kind of rode that McPhee to the ground, and McPhee holding his shoulder just a little bit, getting some trainers out on the field, take a look at him. He's going to come off the field.
Yeah, he had Zarbano on his back the moment that he touched that football and went down pretty hard. Zarbano looked like he immediately checked on him, knowing that McPhee was in some pain. But he held on to it, an 11-yard pickup, and a first and goal coming up now for St. Pius, trying to put points up on the first drive of the third quarter. Already a 38-point lead for St. Pius over Maryville. As Ross goes in motion, they'll flip it to him on the jet sweep, trying to get around that right side, gets to the edge, and walks into the end zone. A 4-yard pickup and a touchdown for St. Pius, 44-0 in favor of the Warriors.
Those sweeps have been there somewhat tonight. A couple of times you saw Maryville shut that down, but that time Ross, with some good speed, good blocking out in front of him, makes that touchdown look very easy and puts Pius up 44-0 with the extra point coming. We've already got the running clock going because of that 35-point advantage. The only time it's going to stop is if there's a touchdown, if there's an injury, if there's a penalty. I'm trying to see what's going on there. Okay, so they're going to come out and attempt another extra point.
Third touchdown pass of the night for Bailey, and the extra point is good. 45-0, St. Pius on top with 8:33 to play in the third quarter. Back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
It's a 45-point lead for St. Pius here in the third quarter. Alongside Philip Horn, I'm Matt Tritton. Thanks for joining us here on KXCV KRNW, week four of the high school football season. Kapitanovic, a kick that goes 5 yards deep and bounds out of the back of the end zone. We'll see Maryville take the field offensively for the first time here in this third quarter.
Yeah, to finish that last thought on the clock when there's a 35-point difference second half, the things that can prevent the clock from running, that last one, that S, would be a score, which St. Pius just did to put themselves up 45-0. Now Maryville with their first offensive possession of this half looks like you can only hope they can put something together, maybe get that rushing attack going to at least burn some more clock.
Walter, the pitch goes to Creason, trying to find a crease, and he has wrapped up a loss of one. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage there on first and 10, but this has been a suffocating St. Pius defense. Maryville had just 77 total yards in the first half.
Yeah, 75 rushing yards, 2 passing yards, and they haven't built upon that on that play there. They did not give him any yards on that carry, second down and 10. Maryville's, they've just lived behind the sticks consistently throughout the course of this ball game.
And Maryville playing without offensive tackle Lucas Viertaler in this one, as another issue with a quarterback center exchange. Walter able to recover this one after a 2-yard loss and a third down and long coming up for the Hounds.
Yeah, we saw Lucas Walter. He didn't even suit up for this football game. He was hobbled on the sidelines. And then Brandon Wilmus went out in about the second quarter. So a lot of different personnel along that offensive line. When you're playing a really good defensive line, you need best on best, guys that have had those snaps. And not that these young fellows can't come along, because they will, but they're just not quite as seasoned as the guys across the line of scrimmage from them.
They'll go with a pitch around that right side. Creason breaks one tackle. He is hit. Bounce off one. He's got some open field. Bounces off another defender. Gets across the 30 to the 35. Brought down at the 36. Tough running that time for Cannon Creason, but he'll pick up 18. He looked like a pinball out there.
Yeah, that was a frustrated run right there. He's just looking for somebody to hit, and he's throwing his body all over the place to get those extra yards. Results in an 18-yard carry, a first down, a much-needed first down. Opportunity to keep that clock on your side moving in the right direction, we hope. But, you know, Maryville, if they can get that rush going, I'm not going to say they're going to score 45 points off it, but they can maybe control that clock a little bit more.
Creason again bounds off a couple defenders across the 40 down near the 44-yard line before he's brought down. He'll pick up 8 on first down. And you're right, that is some very angry running out of Cannon Creason.
Yeah, I love it too, because he's finding that hole and he's just putting every ounce of pounds that he's got on him. What is he, probably about a 160, 165 guy, and he's using all 165 to really try and establish himself as a running back, and some big gains on first down.
Second down and 2. Walter, the give up the middle this time. Looks like that is McAtee. He has stopped but kept the feet churning, and he's going to pick up about 1.5 yards to make this a third and maybe a foot or so.
That was a great run that time for Gavin McAtee. It looked like they had him back in the hole, but he was able to pick up a couple yards. Enough, Matt. Look, they're going to go ahead and call that a first down.
They're going to move the sticks. There you go. A first down for McAtee. Now, here's the other thing, too, Phillip. You're right. 45-point comeback. It's a lot to ask for. Maryville doesn't want to see a goose egg at the end of this game up there.
No, not a chance. They're going to play with pride. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. And they're going to, again, set themselves up to do some things right now that they can duplicate down the road. Because, just to be quite frank, they won't see a team like this St. Pius team in the conference. I say that because in a couple weeks we do travel to Chillicothe on a Saturday to watch Maryville and Luther North, another team that's loaded with talent. That Luther North team, class four, the St. Pius team, class five.
Loss of one on a carry for Creason, a timeout for the officials to get some water to these players. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville football.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
On second and 11, a pitch to Creason, and he gets hit in the backfield, driven back. Carl Moley, another Northwest Missouri State commit with another TFL, a third down and 12 on the way for the Hounds.
We haven't said Carl Moley's name a whole lot here tonight, but that time, big play for that linebacker. He's been roaming the middle of that linebacking field for a couple of years now, and you can see why Northwest is after that young fella. Rangy, fast, got some good height to him, knows where to find the ball, and when he meets it, he really introduces himself in a violent way.
The Bearcats have churned out some pretty dang good linebackers through the years. One on the sideline right now for Northwest, former All-American Jacob Volstead. Back to pass, third and long. Walter heaves this one deep on the left side, has Arbano open, makes the catch, and then he is hit, and it is knocked out of his hands. Perfectly timed by Luan Toledo. And a flag falls on the nearest sideline. Toledo might have hit him a little high, but boy, that looked like Zarbano was going to catch, put on the brakes, and take off. Toledo knocked it free.
Yeah, it looked like Zarbano was going to basket catch that, not get his hands out in the air for it. Was waiting on that ball, but took a big shot, and that shot was delivered from helmet to helmet almost, it looked like to me. At least Zarbano's face mask got whipped around quite a bit. See what the referees decide to do with this, but that was a third and 12. If that's a pickup enough for a first down, those coaches at St. Pius are going to be pretty frustrated.
It is a personal foul, a blow to the head of Zarbano from Toledo. Thank goodness Zarbano put the brakes on,
yeah,
because Toledo was going to run straight through his body with the big hit. The way the ball was going to be basket caught, and then he put the brakes on, it was knocked free. And so a 15-yard penalty and a first down for Maryville into St. Pius territory. But a timeout as Coach Simone wants to bark at the officials a little bit as they're in front 45-0. We will step aside as well and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
After the timeout, a handoff up the middle goes to McAtee on first and 10. He fights his way forward to the 39-yard line. That'll be a pickup of, it looks like, about two that time for Gavin.
And Gavin McAtee hasn't had the productive night that I'm guaranteeing he was going into this game hoping for, but every yard counts and every yard is coming hard for Gavin McAtee, and he is still got the heart of a lion. He's still pushing hard. He's still trying to make some things happen. Again, credit to the St. Pius defense. They are tough.
From the St. Pius 39, the double handoff goes to Shepard, trying to find a crease, getting upfield. Nothing there. Wrapped up by Moley and brought down. Might have lost a yard that time. And back to the 40-yard line, a 3rd and 9 coming up for the Hounds.
About a 4-yard gain the last time Shepard got his hands on the football. We saw some explosiveness last time he had his hands on the football. So you can see why they want to go back to him. But that play just took a little bit too long to develop when you've got a defensive line that's staying in their ground. They stayed in their lanes and able to make that play.
3 minutes to play here in the third quarter as Walter goes under center, facing a 3rd down and 9. Most definitely 4-down territory for the Hounds. Shepard in motion right to left. The snap is dropped, picked up, then dropped again by Walter. He is down at the 45-yard line, a loss of 5. Now maybe it's not 4-down territory.
Yeah.
Had you picked anything up, you kind of feel like it, but then that shoved you right back, and we'll see the Hounds send the punting unit out, it appears.
Had some momentum in that drive, but then you saw it stall pretty quickly. And again, that exchange between center and quarterback just not on target tonight, unfortunately, takes us out of an opportunity to think about going on fourth and what we hope would have been short. But now with 4th and 14, time to punt.
And Noah Bellamy will come on to boot this one away for the Hounds. From the St. Pius 45, Bellamy takes the snap, gets this one away with a bit of a rush. Wobbling spiral, this one bounces at the 12-yard line. It's going to roll angled toward the St. Pius bench, and it's going to be down at the 17-yard line by Xander Brown. As the clock still ticking inside, 2 minutes left to go in this third quarter.
Cannon Creason, a senior at Maryville High School, he's playing a great game, and we can see that. He has 24 yards, and Phil, he's been talking about the heart of a lion, and Creason is definitely one of those guys with a heart of the lion. He's a great athlete, he's smart, and he's very fast.
Yeah, last year we didn't get to see him on the football field, and tonight he's really doing everything he can to kind of ignite a flame on this offense, and great to see him impact early. Great to see him continue to try to impact throughout the course of this game. Again, no rush yards come easy for anyone tonight, but he is playing with some reckless abandon.
Quick pass on the sideline from Bailey to Hutzler. Picks up about 4. So St. Pius up by 45 points. Throwing here on first down. As we are in Kansas City, Missouri for this one, St. Pius the 10th High School hosting us here this evening at Larry Casconi Field.
That's right.
Larry Casconi, the deep back behind Hudson Bailey. Now Bailey will flip this one out to Ross. Ross wrapped up, nearly brought down by Zarbano, stays on his feet, but coming in to clean things up, it is Major Scarborough. Then a late flag coming in too. We'll see what this is on. It looked like Scarborough. Oh, they're going to say illegal hands. Or an illegal block in the back on St. Pius. So this one will go on the Warriors, just the 2nd penalty of the night on Pius.
Yeah, and that last penalty prior to this one, of course, and there was a timeout. I think Coach Simone put a new piece of gum in his mouth because he was getting ready to do some chewing on those referees. He did not like the fact that that first penalty came here with a 45-0 lead. St. Pius up with 36 seconds left in the quarter. So game has been going the way of St. Pius, but that penalty really ignited Coach Simone on that other sideline.
So they'll back St. Pius up to the 17-yard line after the penalty. Little jet sweep goes to Ross, looking for room on the left side. Gets a block from Casconi, gets outside, wrapped up, brought down. Nice tackle by Shepard on the outside, but a big gain for Ross. He'll pick up 14, and that will move the sticks, as that was likely the final play of this third quarter.
Yeah, Brody Shepard, we've said his name probably too many times from that defensive side of the ball where he is making plays, kind of that last line of defense, and each time it's been impressive to watch him because he's made those plays.
Third quarter comes to a close. Maryville trailing 45-0. We'll be back with the fourth right after this on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, located in Maryville and Cameron. MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
Set to get this fourth quarter underway, Maryville trailing 45-0. The Hounds were down 24-0 at the end of the first quarter, 38-0 at halftime. And here we see St. Pius got one touchdown in that third quarter, but based on the score, it is a running clock as we are in this second half. The clock only stops on a few certain occasions, so we will see St. Pius back out there with the ones for a little bit longer. Hudson Bailey fakes the give. He's going to keep this one himself, trying to get outside left. He is hit, gets outside, got on the boundary before he was knocked to the turf by Gus McCullough. McCullough and Bailey get into each other's faces right in front of the St. Pius fans, and St. Pius looking for a 15-yard penalty flag. They're not going to get it.
That was pretty close, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty close. And plus, you've got a guy that plays aggressively like Gus the Bus McCullough, and he laid a lick on him that time. And, you know, we talked about this earlier. We talked about this last week. But the first thing Gus does is he kind of wanders himself over to Jake Volstead. And, you know, Jake, again, just puts his arm around him and says, hey, buddy, got a lot of plays left in you. Play within yourself. Play aggressive, but play within yourself.
At the end of the day, if you're up by 45 and you don't want that, take him out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so they're going to throw deep here to Hutzler down the right sideline. He beats his man and will take this one to the house. 69-yard pitch and catch. Bailey to Hutzler. And St. Pius is putting it on Maryville tonight.
Yeah, Bailey to Hutzler that time. That's a combination that's worked for them all year long. About the only time it didn't work, first game of the season, much like Maryville playing Blair Oaks, this St. Pius team was at Rockhurst, lost 12-24. And after you see this offensive explosion, you think about all the players they've got around the field. Hard to believe that they walked away with 12 points, all of those coming on field goals. They scored a field goal in each quarter against a good Rockhurst team. But Class 5 St. Pius putting it on Maryville here, 51-0 with an extra point attempt on the way.
Hold by Bailey. Kick on the way is good, and it is 52-0. As some jawing going on here, as well as Roderman going off. Zarbano and him run into each other. They're now breaking it up, and they're okay as they head back. But Maryville steaming right now, down 52-0, 11 minutes to play. We'll step aside. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
We're in Kansas City. Maryville trailing St. Pius 52-0. Philip, you're asking for a fun fact, not the one I was going to get to. I read a book once. It was about the Los Angeles Dodgers called The Best Team Money Can Buy. We're at St. Pius here tonight. They're taking on the Spoofhounds.
Now, are you telling me that because that's the only book that you read?
No,
you
that's
read
just
a book?
For some reason, The Best Team Money Could Buy came to my mind.
Just came right to your mind.
It was a good book about the Dodgers back when Matt Kemp, Clayton Kershaw, Juan Uribe on that team.
What about current conditions for the Dodgers?
Well,
I mean, they put a lot of money in
payroll.
They
paid a lot
of
money to Shohei Ohtani, didn't they?
How about NIL deals? And speaking of NIL, Nebraska up 17-10 over Illinois. Number 22 Nebraska, that is, over number 24 Illinois. One Dr. Logan Lightfoot, superintendent of Maryville R2 School, a big Cornhusker fan. I think he might have had an opportunity to kind of visit Lincoln tonight. So shout out. I think he's watching that game, and it's a good one. Nebraska on the rebuild. I think it's decade number two of Nebraska rebuild. So we'll see how that works out for everybody.
Well, let's go back to the fun facts. Every day at MHS, I do the announcements.
And well done, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Were you going? Was that it?
No.
Okay.
And today's,
that was a good fact.
Thank you.
Fact.
Today's fun fact is that today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. So Mrs. Tritton said that tonight her and Nolan were going to have pepperoni pizza because she didn't have to cook.
That is a fun fact that I did not know either.
Matt, give us another fun fact. What is your pizza of choice? Are you guys Domino's people? Casey's Pizza? Where are you at with that?
No free shutouts. Cannon Creason, carry, no gain that time for the Spoofhounds. He is down, getting stretched out by Corby Roush. Looks like he's a little bit tight down on the field. Support for tonight's game comes from the St. Joseph Sports Commission, preparing for the St. Joseph Marathon September 28th, starting and finishing behind Civic Center Park in downtown St. Joe. Race distances include the full marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, and a relay. Registration is open at stjomosports.com. Philip Porin, did you know that St. Pius head coach Anthony Simone is also the president of 11th Street Coffee in Kansas City?
How did you find that fact? That's impressive.
That old Google machine, you know?
Wow, the president of 11th Street Coffee. We
should go
there.
For being the coffee guy that you are, I figured that that would be something you'd want to know.
Well, I did not know that. I didn't know that 11th Street Coffee was a thing. I'm going to have to check that one out, Google map it, and visit that one sometime. Kansas City, home of some tremendous, really good coffee, led by Messenger downtown in an old three-story building. Some good stuff. Great views, too.
So is there a Kingdom Coffee down in Kansas City, or is that just your Cameron spot?
That's our Cameron spot. We'll be there next week. I'd like to say we're live on location, but I don't think we're going to have time to do a live on location, so it'll just be Matt and I on location at Kingdom Coffee. And to be honest with you, it'll be visit number one of the year. Visit number two will come on a Saturday when we head over to Chillicothe to face off against Luther North. Kingdom Coffee open on a Saturday in Cameron. We're going to be there. We've got some good coffee. And that's what keeps us energized through some of these broadcasts.
Apparently, Philip needs to stop talking because I was told no free shout-outs.
We got an injured player down on the field. Another Spoofhound cramping up as Brody Shepard tackled for a loss. Second and 13. Check that. Third and 13 on the way for the Hounds. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
10:03 remaining here in this ballgame from Kansas City. St. Pius leads Maryville 52-0. Philip Porin, Caroline Porin, Matt Tritton here in the booth with you this evening. Back in the KXCV studios, it is Jessica Petticourt on the board for us, running things back in Maryville as Brody Shepard gingerly walking off the field with Maryville head coach Matt Webb and head athletic trainer Corby Roush. Scoring update here in the MEC, Savannah on top of Lafayette 39-0. So a big bounce back win after a tough 7-6 loss last week to Kirksville for these Savannah Savages.
Yeah, Savannah fell on hard times to start the season. A loss against Pleasant Hill. Follow that up with a loss against Kirksville. So tonight, trying to get back on their winning ways.
Kane Bowles taking the handoff off the left side of the formation. He gets drilled. Picks up about one. Not a lot doing that time for Maryville offensively with some second-stream guys getting some action out here. So will you see a fourth down and long, and Maryville sending out the punting unit.
We've seen a little bit of Sadler View back to punt. He's had a couple of really good rocket shots punting tonight, but he has kind of lived on the sideline here this second half. Didn't play last week. Might have a flare up there a little bit, just trying to keep him healthy. That's a long season. This is one game, again, against a Class 5 school. So you look at the MEC conference games that are coming up next week at Cameron, and we have a homecoming game against Benton, and then we do have a tough one against Luther North, and again, that will be in Chillicothe. So you want to make sure you guys stay healthy, stay young, stay fresh, that is. They are young.
We know you can't stay young.
You can't stay young forever. But they're gonna get some reps here now, and those young fellas. And again, you're just trying to create patterns of success, and hopefully you can duplicate those down the road.
So a timeout for Maryville just before sending that punting unit out. 9-10 left to play in this one. A 4th and 13 on the way for the Spoofhounds. Tommy Hutzler back deep. Around the 48-yard line of St. Pius, while Noah Bellamy will get set to boot this one away from the 5. Waist-high snap. Bellamy takes it. Gets that kick away. A line drive. Vertical spiral. Brought in at the face mask level by Hutzler. Angles out left side to the 45. And he gets wrapped up and brought down. Brett Long on the tackle that time near the 42-yard line. As Jackson Roderman trying to get a block on a Spoofhound right on the Maryville sideline. Went down, popped back up, and quickly got out of there to make sure nothing flares up. We have seen some tempers going. A little bit of chirping between both sides throughout this game today.
Yeah, and I wonder if some of that has to do with, again, the way the scoreboard reflects, obviously, Ryan 52-0. But you have to wonder, too, why in the world is St. Pius continuing to run their starters out on the football field, running the opportunity for risk sky high? But, again, we talked about Maryville really over the course of almost a decade putting it to St. Pius, and you have to wonder if this is St. Pius's response. And again, a lot of starters out on the field. This possession does look like they're finally going to bring in some youth, new quarterback there, but Cascone right behind him.
8:33 left to play. Ball backed up to the St. Pius 42. A penalty on that return. So a run there by Cascone. He'll get out and pick up about 5 on first down. That clock moving once again.
And a lot of those Maryville starters are now on the sideline. Their night likely over. And again, you're ushering in some of the youth of Maryville football. You got some sophomores on the field, some guys that haven't gotten some snaps, maybe some juniors out there as well, but some guys that haven't gotten all those snaps get some practice reps out here tonight.
They will fake the give to Cascone. Rolling out right, they'll dump this one off underneath. It goes to Vinny Ross. Ross makes one man miss, gets out near the 43-yard line. Jacob Nichols on at quarterback now with Bailey out of the game.
And Jacob Nichols, just a freshman, but boy, he looks every bit like a Hudson Bailey. Kind of the same build, the same size. Does not look to be a freshman out there on the field, and he's got command of this offense in the first couple of possession or first couple of plays on this possession.
Pickup of 10 that time on the pass to Vinny Ross. 7:20 left to play in the ballgame. They'll get this one to Cascone. Trying to bounce it out right side. Wrapped up and brought down by Kane Bowles near the 41-yard line. Pickup of a couple that time for Cascone. 17th carry of the night for the senior running back. If my numbers are correct, he is over 100 yards rushing for the game. Had 54 at halftime. Broke off a 35-yarder a little bit earlier in this second half. So now Cascone will line up to the right of Nichols out of the shotgun. Second down and 8 on the way. They fake the give. Nichols trying to keep this one himself. Gets out right side, cuts back in, breaks through one tackle, falls forward near the 32-yard line, and that should be enough for a first down.
St. Pius just rolling other guys out who are just rolling around the field, picking up first downs. St. Pius next week will travel. Actually, we'll get Chillicothe at home. Just a couple of years ago, Maryville came down, lost in the last seconds, lost by a touchdown. Chillicothe turned around and did us a favor by beating St. Pius here on their home turf. See if that repeats itself next week. Chillicothe could do us a big favor, but this St. Pius team, boy, they look like they can roll for quite a while.
Inside 6 minutes left to play in this one, and a timeout. As both teams will head back and get a quick breather as the officials timeout on the field. We will step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
5:59 to play, a first and 10 coming up for St. Pius. The Warriors firmly in front in this one, holding a 52-0 lead. Up by 38 points at halftime. Their handoff, and not a lot doing there. A few yards that time for the Warriors. Carry that time going to Luca Hardesty.
Luca, a junior running back, getting his first carry of the night. And now St. Pius, a lot of fresh faces at those skill positions. Some of the guys that have been out there on the offensive line still anchoring that offensive line, still out there tonight. But some new faces and kind of seeing the future of what this Pius team is going to look like.
Nichols wants to throw for it on second down and 6-1. A throw to the end zone. This one deep left side. It is knocked away. Jonah Long comes up with the pass breakup. That one intended down the left sideline for Brock Chisholm, the freshman. Nice play that time by Long.
Yeah, you know that these two freshmen, quarterback and that receiver, they're going to make that connection for years to come. Not that time. Good defense by Long, but that was a very pretty throw.
That will bring up a third down and 6 inside 5 minutes left to play. The only meeting here between St. Pius and Maryville this year. They met twice last year. They met twice in 2022. They split all four of those meetings. As Ross goes in motion left to right. Nichols the pass. Throws for it. Dumps this one off underneath to Ross. He's wrapped up. Brought down by McCullough. And McCullough looks like he's in a little bit of a pain as he pops up from that tackle. But that will bring up a fourth down at about 4. A short gain on third down.
Yeah, McCullough playing with a warrior heart there. He's got this tape on his left hand, and that tape's kind of coming apart, and he's just been battered and bruised all night long, but he's going to continue to fight these next 4 minutes to the best of his ability and do what he can to lift this team. Oh, look at that. We're going to have a field goal attempt.
Fourth and 4 coming up. Bailey's going to spot this at the 34-yard line, a 44-yard attempt on the way. This kick is up. The left-footed kicker drives it long enough, and it is good. Kapitanovich, big-time leg that time for the football-slash-soccer man, and he makes this a 55-0 lead for St. Pius.
And you have to tip your hat. That's a great long kick. Both of those field goal attempts have been about the ugliest things you see go through the goalpost, but, boy, he gets the job done, and what a weapon that is as a coach to know that you've got a guy from 30-plus yards that consistently hit those deep shots and get you 3 points.
55-0 is the lead right now for St. Pius after the field goal. 3:19 left to play. Maryville set to get the ball back, likely the last time the Spoofhounds will have it as the clock is ticking.
Matt, is it safe to call Kapitanovich the Caitlin Clark of the MEC Conference kickers? Good for three from deep.
I feel like you're not giving enough respect to Caitlin Clark.
Hey, you got the fever in the playoffs for, I think, the first time in franchise history. And who would have thought that she'd walk away with all those assist records?
Anybody that watched Iowa basketball last year,
yeah,
right?
She was good. She can pass the rock. She always found a way to feed the low post. But, boy, she can shoot the ball, too.
Like a young Philip Porin. Kapitanovich kickoff. That'll bounce about 5 yards deep. And Maryville takes over at the 20 inside 2.5 minutes left to play. This will be one that Maryville will want to forget about in a hurry. It has been all St. Pius tonight.
Did you see that article our friend from the forum wrote about this matchup? And
our friend from the forum, I assume you're referring to Sky.
Wasn't Sky. Keep Ken. Going.
It's keep, Ken.
Well, it could have been Ken. I don't know if Ken wrote it or John wrote it. John, who's here tonight, I think he wrote the story. But one of the things he noted in that story is St. Pius carries a roster of, I think his number was like 103 student athletes, whereas Maryville has a typically big roster for MEC play at about 59 students. So you can look across the field and see there's a lot of dudes over there, a lot of white helmets. But Maryville, a more typical MEC conference school, 59 kids, that's a lot, but still 40 kids short of what
St. Pius brings to the table.
Pretty crazy. First down carry for Ben Jaster, goes for 8 yards. Jaster getting his first carry of the night. On second down, another handoff. This one going up the middle. That'll be plenty for a first down. A pickup of 4 or 5. As they unload the pile, that looks like that was Luke Allen getting his second carry of the night.
Well, let's get a little update with our Chillicothe Hornets. Chillicothe Hornets are up 28-20 on the Cameron Dragons, who the Spoofhounds are playing next week. So, I mean, it's looking like it could shuffle a bit, but hopeful for the Maryville Spoofhounds next week.
Seesaw battle there.
Yeah, been back and forth. It's been about a one-score game all night long in Chillicothe.
Pitch goes out to Hageman left side. Nice pickup as he gets over to the sideline. Enveloped in blue jerseys as they've got players jumping up and down in front of his face. Looks like that was Gonzalez. Could have tossed a 15-yard flag there. They won't. They'll let everybody sort themselves out. But a nice run that time by Hageman.
Yeah, first down run. That time about an 8-yard pickup. Probably the last play of the ball game as that clock continues to run.
Down to 25 seconds left to go. Maryville will get back on the ball, facing a second down and 2. They'll fake the pitch back to pass, a hit and a pick, and this one is going to go back the other way for 6. This one falls right into the hands of Patrick Colvin, the defensive back. Right place, right time. It is a pick 6. Jackson Dredge got hit as he released that football, and that one goes back for a touchdown.
Right place, right time. You called it. St. Pius able to return that to the house for yet another score, making it a 61-0 ball game, and some confusion as to whether they're going to get that the extra point, but I think they're going to go ahead and call this ball game for the night. And again, a last play touchdown off of an interception. Pius takes the game 61-0.
61-0 our final. Both teams heading out to midfield to shake hands after this MEC battle wraps up. Maryville falls to 2-2 on the season, and now 1-1 in MEC play. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Warriors are 3-1 overall and 2-0 in conference play. Going back to 2018, one of these two teams has won it outright or had a share of the conference title. Tonight, it is St. Pius coming away with the 61-0 victory over Maryville, and they are in the driver's seat for a conference title as we are just underway in conference play. But again, two great teams on the field here this evening. Maryville falls 61-0. We will step aside. We'll come back with your post-game stats. We'll be joined by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and have much more right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. and Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Well, a tough one tonight for Maryville. They fall to St. Pius 61-0. The first road MEC contest of the season for the Spoofhounds. And this one was kind of going south from the get-go. A couple interceptions early on. Fourth down and two from about the 31-yard line. That was a good play call. Just couldn't execute. Wasn't able to get that done. And from that point on, it was just kind of St. Pius took this game over. And, you know, tip your cap to St. Pius. They're a Class 5 team that is awfully good at what they do. And able to come out and get this win tonight.
Yeah, Coach Webb addressing the team right now, and those guys are full-on eye contact with Coach Webb because of that culture that he has set. This team can take a blow like this, and they can still come back. They've got a lot of goals that they can achieve in front of them. And, you know, Coach Webb looks at opportunities like this game, the game down the road versus Class 4, a very good Lutheran North team. Those are opportunities for growth. You might not walk away with a W, but you're going to walk away with growth points, and those points are what are going to lead you into a deep playoff run down the road, those November games. So this team took their lumps tonight, but they will continue to grow as a team. Some young guys got some playing time. We were minus a couple of guys on the offensive line, so I'd do a little bit of shuffling. Hope to get those guys healthy back on the field next week against a Cameron team at Cameron. Again, just a tough night for the Maryville Spoofhounds. When we look at the stats, really not a lot to talk about. A lot of guys had opportunities to carry the rock tonight. You saw some young fellas getting their chance. So about 7-8 guys had a chance to carry the ball. Just didn't result in a lot of big net plays. So Sather View, 4 carries, 29 yards. Cannon Creason, 8 carries, 24 yards. Your quarterback, Matthew Walter, had those two big carries in the first half for 30 yards. Receiving, really not much to talk about. They really did a pretty good job of shutting everybody down on that receiving end. A couple of big play opportunities that were just near misses. So just 2 complete passes, 2 completion yards, and again, 122 rushing, 2 passing, 124 total yards. And part of that, you have to give credit to that team in blue and yellow, St. Pius. That defense is relentless, and they play like it again here tonight. Right now, the clear favorites to win that MEC title. We'll see how that plays out for them. But hey, on the bright side of things, this is the last time we got to see these guys this year,
which is a good thing. They come away with a 61-0 victory this evening as Maryville falls in this one. A couple final statistical points here for this football game. All right, so at the end of the day, Maryville loses 61-0. You can go over the Spoofhound stats. We take a look at St. Pius, what they were able to do tonight. Hudson Bailey came out with a very good game, threw for 262 yards after completing 12 passes. Or check that, actually completed 15 passes in the football game. 15 passes completed, 262 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions in the football game. His leading receiver on the night, Tommy Hutzler, had 3 catches for 137 yards and a touchdown. Noah McPhee had 6 catches for 124 yards and a touchdown. Charles Ross, 25 receiving yards, 17 for Jackson Roderman, 12 for Vinny Ross. Rushing-wise, Larry Cascone stayed in the game a little bit longer, got a couple extra carries after the rest of the first-team offense left the field just so they could get him over the 100-yard threshold. He finishes with 105 in the football game. Hudson Bailey, starting quarterback, ran for 50 yards, and then after that, couple of guys with just 4 and 1, and then Charles Ross the third was really bottled up. The guy that was explosive and electric and wanted to bounce it outside, he had negative 1 yard rushing on the evening, but still made his impact felt elsewhere. He had an interception tonight. Noah Gonzalez had an interception and was all over the field making some plays. Also saw Maddox Chinoweth with a sack, and then at the end of the game, Colvin had the pick six off a deflection. He took back for 6 as well. So St. Pius able to come away with the 61-0 victory over Maryville. We will step aside and be back with more right here on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds.
Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Today's game is also brought to you by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Back in Kansas City as we're wrapping this one up, Maryville falls tonight 61-0 to St. Pius. We are joined here in the booth by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb. And, Coach, going against a tough team, we talked about this one throughout the week as well, a really good Class 5 team on the other side, and they just came out and got things rolling early.
Yeah, they did. That's a good football team, and we didn't do the things it takes to win a football game that we've done the last couple of weeks. We weren't able to stop the run. We weren't able to run the football. We turned the football over, and when you can't do that against any team, needless to mention a quality opponent like St. Pius is.
Now, from the get-go, you're coming out a little shorthanded anyway. As we're coming out, we see Lucas Viertaler not suited up tonight. We also saw Brandon Wilmus go down a little bit earlier. So that offensive line going against the big front on the other side, it was kind of an uphill battle from the start.
Yeah, it is. Those injuries don't help. But you get an opportunity to play, you got to play. It doesn't matter when your number's called in life. Sometimes you got to step up and, do your job. And we didn't do that as a whole, in any phase of the game. It's not, specific by injury. But when your number's called, you got to be ready to go and do better than we did tonight.
First drive of the football game, you find yourself in a 4th and 2, and you're in Maryville territory, trying to make that drive. A good play call. You get a receiver, just not quite able to execute. Was that one that you kind of came in and said, let's just be aggressive and see what happens?
Well, we didn't come down here to lose. So, it's 4th and 2, and that call's on me. I said, go for it. We got to be able to throw and catch the football. Put a throw on him, let him catch it. It's at least a first down, long gain. That wouldn't have made a difference in the outcome of the game, I think, but certainly doesn't help momentum-wise.
What's the discussion like now as we head into the weekend? You've got to go on the road once again. Cameron, a tight battle tonight with Chillicothe, and just try to make that quick turnaround to say, all right, we're still in MEC play and still big games ahead.
Yeah, that's the message. One game doesn't make a season. We're through week 4, so we've got 5 remaining games in our regular season play, and then we'll see where that puts us in district and see where we go for the end of the regular season. That's how the playoffs are set up. We won't see these guys again. They're in Class 5, so, and rightfully so. They're a good football team. It's not what we stand for. There's a lot of things that I didn't get into this business to coach the way they do and have players, and that's not MEC football that we watched tonight. So I don't know what our conference is going to do about it, but it certainly isn't reflective of any other community that I think we play against. So I'm happy to be proud to be from Maryville and represent our kids and I'll continue to do that. But this one's you wash your hands, you learn from it, you move forward. We got a good Cameron squad, go on the road. They do a good job with their option game, and they play tough defense. So we're going to need to have a good week of practice and get rid of this one, get the bad taste out of our mouth, and go over and get a win in Cameron.
Coach Webb, thanks for coming up and chatting with us here tonight.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you next week. Maryville head football coach Matt Webb with us as Spoofhounds fall in this one 2-2 overall, 1-1 in MEC play, but right back at it next Friday night taking on the Cameron Dragons. That's set for a 7 o'clock kickoff and 6:30 pregame here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We've got more football coming up for you tomorrow, 2 o'clock kickoff. Northwest Missouri State taking on Missouri Southern down in Joplin. So, Philip, of course, Maryville football fans wanting to move on and be ready for that one tomorrow. But then also, talk to Coach Webb there. Just got to move on quickly. Wash your hands of this one, as he said, and be ready to go because obviously Cameron's coming out and wanting to come out and jump on Maryville.
Yeah, so just like Coach Webb had said, you know, this one leaves a sting in your mouth. You look at the way that this team is built and how they have gone about building this team. And as Coach said, you know, just so proud to be from Maryville and play that MEC football. This is a Class 5 school that, you know, sometime they'll figure out where they belong. I'm not sure it is the MEC conference the way it's been built, and a Class 5 school playing against Class 3 schools, right? So that's no excuse. That's just the way tonight went down. Maryville will turn the page and learn from this football game. They will do things better. They'll execute better. Next week they get to go to Cameron and start that healing process, if you will, just a little bit. But all of these bumps in the road set them up for future success. We learn more from our losses than we do from our wins. So there's going to be some things to learn, obviously, when they go back to look at tape. There are going to be some things to learn when they regroup. And it's going to be up to those seniors to really gel everybody together and keep heads held high. The culture is set. Coach has done that. Coaches will continue to monitor that. It's a matter of how you respond when you've been knocked down, and we got knocked down tonight. So looking for a great response next Friday night from Cameron against the Dragons. Should be a fun one. Want to appreciate all the listeners out there. We've got people listening on the app. Got people listening back home on the radio station. Heard today there's some people listening on the 88.9 over in Chillicothe. So we appreciate all of our listeners. Thanks for sticking with us, and look forward to giving you a great broadcast next week.
Hounds on the road next week against Cameron. And then tomorrow again, Northwest Missouri State football kickoff at 2 o'clock against Missouri Southern. We'll have pregame right here on KXCV KRNW at 1 o'clock as the Bearcats coming off a good win over Fort Hays at home last week, trying to make it 2 in a row as they head down to Joplin. That's going to wrap things up for us here on KXCV Maryville KRNW Chillicothe. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to our sideline reporter Caroline Porin, and back in the Maryville studios, Jessica Petticourt, and also Coach Webb joining us pregame and postgame. For Philip Porin, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from St. Pius.